Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire tour? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat. The flash of me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
Right.
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to the remix. It is Friday night, of course. As you know, it is April the 27th. And of course, you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And it's so good to have you guys in the house tonight. I see everyone out there. I definitely see you guys filling up on the phone lines as well as the chat room. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. Peace and greetings to the Remix family. Good to see you guys. How's everybody doing? It's Friday night. I don't know about you guys, but I am definitely glad that it is time for us to get ready to get into the share and do it remix style. I also want to let you guys know that the chat room is open, so if you want to come on over, you can certainly do that. And all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. And the chat room is open. You're free to come on in. And if you're a guest and you're listening to us for the very first time, we want to say welcome to the remix. Welcome, guests. It's good to have you in the house. Know that all you have to do is click the button at the very bottom, sign up, tell us who you are, come in the chat room, and the remix family is going to make you feel quite welcome and good to be here. Woo! I don't know about you guys, but it's been a very exciting week. Lots of wonderful things are going on. Lots of things actually are going on all over. I've been getting all kinds of emails, me and Sister Manya, about so many things going on everywhere from across the globe. There's so much going on and a great time. Also want to say tonight we're going to be doing some fun things as we always do in the remix. And also to let you guys know, Brother Panic is going to be here Sunday night. That's right, Sunday night. He's going to be doing Q&A. So lots of good things that are coming up for us. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the remix. I see you guys out there. Peace and love to you. Good to have you in the house. I know we have some first-timers joining us. Want to also say welcome to all of our international listeners that's out there listening. Want to say big ups to Japan. And definitely big ups to Brother Mark out there in Japan. I know he's out there listening. Just talked to him a little while ago. And also big ups to Brother Sol out in Brazil. I know him and the rest of the crew in Brazil is over there listening. So big ups to them. Big ups to the UK and all of our UK listeners, Canada, and all other parts of the world that you guys are listening. Amsterdam is in the house tonight. Ireland is in the house tonight. It's so good to have you guys here. Everybody's here. It's the remix. And of course, I'm Miss Blue, and we got the remix family. It definitely wouldn't be anything without you guys and all of us here. Tonight, we're going to be talking or speaking to the genius. The genius is going to be joining us here live in the remix. It's going to be fun, you guys. Crazy, sexy, psycho, cool. You know how we do. It's the remix. We're going to get started. We're going to dance. But before we dance, we need to talk a little bit. Talk about some things. I'm going to share some things with you guys. And then later on, you guys can share with me. How does that sound? How does that sound? All right. Two things. One thing I want to let you guys know. The readings this week. Boy. Every week it gets better. I get knocked off my socks and learn so much from all the amazing brothers and sisters from all over the world that I'm able to connect with and share information with. And I'm very thankful for that, very, very thankful for that. And this week, the readings, whoa, as we can say, it definitely was that. Met some amazing brothers and sisters. And particularly, I did a lot of readings out of the UK this particular week. You know, like every week, sometimes Sister Manya will come up with themes for the week. And just based upon the readings and the people in the readings, we have different themes for the week. This week was definitely International Week because most of the readings, I'd say about 90% of the readings for this week was all international brothers and sisters that the sessions were. And it was a large number that had Akashic Record readings this week. And I can always tell when something's about to go to the next level. And one of the things, I think I've kind of took you guys on this journey when it came to doing some of the readings and sort of how I started out. You know, I talk about being in the records and sort of sometimes being the observer in the records and then going from the observer in the records to actually being right there in the moment, to being to the point where I can actually feel everything that's going on in the records at the same time. Well, that's a lot what's been happening now. And so I definitely can tell that these things are going to the next level. As I know most of you that I've been speaking to with your work and things that you're doing, also taking things to the next level as well, too. And definitely the readings are going to a whole nother level, particularly definitely the Akashic Record reading and the Sacred Session. I've made some changes there. So those of you, I know a lot of you, some people come back every year and get the Sacred Session. It's just kind of a way of tuning themselves up. But I've made some changes there, definitely made some major changes with the Baby Lotus reading and the Glowing Lotus reading. And boy, oh boy, I have some special things coming up for those parents that will be getting those. I'll be mailing some more out, or emailing some more out, I should say, this week. And hopefully by next week, I am all caught up, and then we're going to be doing some really, really new and exciting things. It's time to kind of mix things up a little bit and do some different things, and so we'll be doing that. Now, let's talk about it, because I want to talk to you guys about this. If you're in the chat room and you ordered the Know Your Magic deck and you got your deck, put a heart in the chat room. Because I am so excited and happy to know, because I've been getting reports from all over, from the east to the west, all four corners of the world, that people have been receiving their decks. In fact, the brother Mark from Japan hit me up and let me know he got his deck. And, you know, hopefully he'll be expressing his thoughts about that. And just a lot of brothers and sisters in the UK. And also all of you guys right here who have received your deck. If you haven't got your deck yet, know it's on its way. Know it's on its way. And I definitely want you to either A, you can go over to the website, make sure you leave a comment there, or you can send it to Questions for Blue. That way I can get it. So for those of you who really want to send those comments, you know where to go and leave those comments. And boy, oh boy, I'm loving the deck and I'm loving the feedback. You guys are already working with your deck. By the way, we're going to be doing a class. Remember the class I talked about, that whenever you ordered the deck within the first 48 hours, we'd be doing some special things, or 72 hours, I think it was. We'll do some special things. So you're going to get an email. And don't worry, if you're getting the deck, even if you get the deck tonight, even if you get the deck tonight, you're actually going to have access to that, because I'm going to be going through some things and telling you exactly what you need to do to get your deck in tune with you, because that's what it is about. It's about tuning you, you getting in tune with your deck. It's your deck. So you're going to be able to work with it in so many different ways. And I have lots of things that I'm going to share with you. Matter of fact, everything, you know that song, Give It All You Got? I'm going to give it all I got, everything. All. Some people said they're doing readings for their families already with their deck, since they got their deck. And I know I spoke with Esther. She's been using her deck as well. Fetty's been using her deck. And many of you guys out there have been using your deck. And also the sister who did the artwork, Pure Feminine Energy, she's also on there doing, left a comment over there as well, too. So you guys, definitely, we're going to have a ball with the deck. We are going to have a ball with that deck. Oh, boy. Yes, 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 yes. We're going to have a ball with the deck. So listen up. Here's what I want to let you guys know. Definitely know that you'll be getting those emails, and I'll actually be sending them out tonight. I kind of was trying to work on the time there. So I'm going to be sending that out tonight. If you're interested and you want to get the deck or you want to just know what we're talking about, you know, maybe this is your first time hearing it, just go to www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S. Cards. Just go there, and I'm telling you, when you touch this, you're going to know. You're going to know. When you see these cards, when you feel the energy, Kali Mar is saying she can feel the energy just from looking at the cards. It's truly there. A lot of work went into this. I didn't do this alone, and so a lot of work went into this. A lot of magic, as I will say, went into really getting this deck here. It was a channel that I got, and now it is a tangible reality that all of us can partake in. So in essence, every single one of you listening to this is a part of that deck, and you will truly find your connection. So many people say as soon as they got the deck, there were particular images, words, the colors, the numbers. There were things that stood out to them that was very personal to them. As well as Brother Bobby Hemmett got his deck, and it was amazing. He told me he did a spread, and as soon as he pulled the card, who came up was Miss Blue. So I've had a couple of other people tell me that that's the first card that came up for them, too, was Miss Blue. And how amazing is that? So lots of good stuff out there, you guys. And really everything that has been helpful for me, you know, this is sort of the premise about what the remix is those things that I want to sort of pass these things on to you. Mm-hmm. Pass these things on to you guys. And the images were channeled by the sister Pure Feminine Energy. She is a bad artist. Not only did she channel those images, she drew those. And that was just amazing. She drew those. She is the artist who did the work on those. And then the brother Dark, who was the one who really kind of put it together for me after I gave him the layout and the energy, put that together. So amazing. You have this Trinity energy that was there. And this Trinity energy of coming together, brothers and sisters working on a project together, is really just to let you guys know that, you know, anything is possible. Anything is possible. And so I'm excited about that. I'm so excited about everything in the deck and everything that is going on. I also want to say this. I want to thank every single one of you, because I've also gotten some emails on this. For those of you who have the Know Your Magic audio workbook and how you're using the audio workbook with the deck and how these two are just really lining up for you, just pure magic, because that is sort of the long vision that I had, because these are things that I work with every day personally. And so that's why I'm so excited about passing it on to you guys and working with other brothers and sisters to really bring it together. So whether it's from the website, things on the back end, or whether it's from just having the actual production of bringing those things out. So that's beautiful. And in the room, you know, Coyote is talking about he's ordering a deck for a birthday gift for a friend. And so many people have told me, I got my deck and my mom seen my deck and now they want a deck. Or my son seen my deck. I actually called a couple of people and their children said, I want a deck. Get it. This is a deck that anyone can work with. It's not the same learning curve that you have when you're working with the Tarot system, because the Tarot system really you get locked into that. And that was something else that I spoke to Brother Bobby about, and he told me it was really, really just very magical how I used the Oracle deck as opposed to the Tarot deck. And so a big part of that hopes was to give you an opportunity so that you do not have to be locked into the system. It is about knowing your magic, and it's called the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. And so that's what it's about. This is really how to work your psychic muscles. So we're going to get down, we're going to get funky with it, and we're going to be doing that Saturday night. Now, don't worry. If you did not get a chance to get in within that 72 hours and you ordered the deck, you're still going to be able to have a copy of the recording of it. So everything that I cover, you'll be able to get. You'll be able to listen to, go through. I'm going to put some spreads in there, give you some spreads that were channeled, tell you some other spreads, tell you some things to look at, my intention in the deck, and really communicate that thought to you and give you just some good foundational things that you can begin to work with and then go off and just create magic like never before. So very, very excited about that. Of course, you guys know the genius is going to be coming on tonight. The genius is going to be coming on tonight. Yes, the genius is going to be talking with us tonight. We're going to dance a little bit, but we're going to be talking here for just a moment. And also, I want to encourage everybody, if you don't have something to write with, please get something to write with because you'll need this a little later on in the show. We're going to be doing the exercise. And then also we're going to be on Twitter. You know, I'm loving this Twitter thing, and I've met so many amazing brothers and sisters over there doing some badass work. Seriously, from Twitter to Facebook to coming to the remix, you guys, wow. I don't know anybody that rock like you guys. We're going to do a show one night, and we're just going to be connecting with really sharing, and that's what the whole show is going to be about. We do that a lot here anyway, but tonight on the remix, we're going to do that after we do some of the classes that will be coming up. What I want to do is we got to think of a Twitter hashtag for tonight. So let me see. You guys know I'm not very good at the hashtags. But we're going to come up with a hashtag tonight. I do want it to be incorporated into the genius. So maybe we could say, maybe we can call it the genius and I hashtag. That'll be the hashtag for tonight. Genius and I. Genius and I. Let's see. Hashtag genius. Okay, I guess we can do it like this, genius and I. That'll be the hashtag. Genius and I is the hashtag for tonight because we're going to be doing some things with the genius and I. So I want you guys to put the genius and I. The genius and I there is the hashtag for Twitter. And if you want to connect with me on Twitter, it is blue. And then Raz, RASBERRY, Barry. So that's my Twitter name, and I'm learning how to tweet. Thank you, Esther, and everybody else out there. That really helps. Kali Mar's very active on Twitter as well, too, and quite a few others. So I want to thank you guys all for that, for being so active and being on Twitter. And Icy Hot, you too, because you over there. Ooh, Icy had a message up the other day. Do not let me even find the message. But, yeah, on Twitter, you guys, so that's it. It's going to be Genius and I, Genius and I on Twitter, Genius and I, Genius and I. It was something beautiful. Don't worry, Icy. I think I retweeted it or something. It was something beautiful. I'm still learning how to do all of that, you guys, because you guys come up with some really cool things. I just don't get a chance to catch it. And particularly during the day when I'm in session. So that's a lot. And by the way, if you want to get a reading or find out more about the readings, definitely come on over, question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And, you know, the interesting enough, this is going to bring me to this point here as we get ready to start, because we're going to dance here in just a moment. One of the things... The other day, I was kind of going into a meditation. It was a long day. I had finished doing sessions and finished an amazing Akashic record reading that I did for a young brother who's in the UK. And interesting enough, he was such a cutie, such a cutie. He actually looked like a young version of Drake. His records, like all of you guys' records, so profound and just so accurate. You know, there's been times that individuals have actually had DNA tests done. Well, they had their Akashic record reading done from me, a couple of people first. And then they went and had some of those DNA testings done. And they came back, and two people have even mailed me their information to tell me that exactly what they paid all this money to do through this DNA testing, it came back and it lined up exactly with what I told them in the reading maybe a year prior to them doing the testing. So, you know, at one time I used to always say that your physical bloodline and your spiritual bloodline doesn't cross. Well, I'm proud to say right now here today that that's no longer true. But there have been a few cases where that has actually crossed over, you know, where your physical bloodline of what you've been birthed back into here as a human is the same as a spiritual bloodline. So, you know, the first time the brother came to me with this, I did a reading for him, and then a year later, he told me, he said, "Miss Blue, I did the same test. I guess it's that test, that DNA test that Oprah did or whatever. I'm just real funny about, you know, sending my blood or sending saliva or anything to people to keep in a data bank because we do recognize sometimes or we don't know where that energy can show up at." And so that's just from me. But a lot of times, these two, they don't rarely cross, but there has been times that they have crossed. They have crossed. And I've seen this in the records, and it's been verified on paper, like literally. Like I have the documentation to show that this is definitely the case. And so, you know, some real interesting times. But anyway, after I had finished doing this Akashic record reading for this brother, it was the last one that I was doing for that day. And I went into a meditation. Now, back when I first sort of became conscious, I hate to use that word, but you guys know what I'm saying, or became enlightened or really got in touch, what they say, with on a different level of my higher self, of coming into the knowledge or whatever we want to call it. There used to be a man that would visit me, one of my spirit guides, and I would always meet him in New York. We would always meet inside this store, and he would take me. First, we would go to this park. And I think I told this story one time, like I would have a difficulty time, like he would have to take me to the park and he would have to help me cross the street and bring me back home because I couldn't find my way back to the store. And I would always get lost. And then what happened is I started venturing out on my own and I could find my way back to the store. And there used to be a woman, and I knew every time I got to this corner, she was sitting in a rocking chair and she was knitting. And she was knitting with some indigo yarn, like white and indigo. She was knitting sort of this blanket. And she would tell me that I was almost there. And she also would tell me where to go, where to go. Where to go, like where to go around the corner to get back to the store, how to get back to the store. And I would take this journey. And I haven't really seen him just automatically show up. Most of the time, it's when I know he's coming that he would actually show up. Well, in this particular meditation, he actually showed up. And when I sat down, I was sitting at a table. And in front of the table, there was these mirrors there. And he asked me the question, what is consciousness? Now, I'll give you guys a little bit of background. This is a discussion that not only have I been having lately with people very close to me, but had for quite a while. And you've heard me say, and you guys have even said this as well. And a lot of you guys have even said this. You've said, you said, you know what? I don't like using that word consciousness anymore. Like I heard this years, for years, people have been saying this. So by no means am I saying the only, I'm the only one to say this, but this is one of the things that that I've been talking about lately. And he asked me, he said, what is consciousness? What is consciousness? And so when I began to talk to him about what consciousness is, one of the realization, and I'm going to give you guys the answer in a minute of what I came up with, is that I recognize in this time that we're in, and we've talked about this for years, Brother Bobby Hemmett has talked about it, Panic has talked about it, I've talked about it, and many others have talked about it, you guys have talked about it, is that we're moving into a time where everyone is conscious. The whole world is conscious. You can look around and you can see things changing and you can see people's consciousness changing. Of course, we recognize that there are many levels of that, but no one is here to judge. We're all conscious at this particular time. By the way, go figure, number one movie that's in America at this particular time is Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man. Go figure, the whole world is conscious. Okay, everyone is conscious, you know, from being able to take Tupac and project him on the screen in a concert, you know. Every single person is conscious. Babies are conscious. We're all conscious at this time. And so one of the things that I talked about last year at the end of year that, you know, we're being required at this time to do a little bit more than be conscious. We're required to do so much more than being conscious. It's no longer enough to be conscious. It's no longer enough. That's not enough. So tonight, the genius is going to be speaking to you guys about what is being required. What is it? What is it? If everyone is conscious, and this is sort of where we are, what is it? What is it now? Where do we move next? Where is that next step? And as I was sitting in that chair and I was looking in that mirror, a couple of revelations came to me, but I'm going to be honest with you. It didn't come to me at that particular point. It came to me a little later. It came to me a whole lot later than at that point. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, because tonight the genius is going to show up. And I'm also going to share some things with you guys because we're going to share some things tonight. But first, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get ready to dance because I think it's important that we do this. We're going to dance because it's important for us to do this. It is so important for us to do this. And here we go. We're going to dance a little bit. We're going to wait for the genius to come. Because one thing about the genius doesn't really care about your background. The genius doesn't care about how old you are. The genius doesn't really care how young you are. The genius doesn't care about your title. The genius doesn't care about what you call yourself. The genius doesn't even care about what you re-personified yourself and called yourself. Genius doesn't care about that. The genius doesn't care about your past. The genius doesn't care if you're ill, if you're sick, if you're healing. The genius doesn't care if you have suffered from emotional abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. The genius really is not concerned about that. The genius is really only concerned about one thing. One thing. I want you guys to remember that the hashtag for tonight is genius and I. So the genius really only cares about one thing. The genius only cares about where you are and showing up. That's it. That's all the genius cares about. It's where you are and showing up. That's it. That's the only thing that matters to the genius. The genius doesn't care about any of that. It's the genius is not even affected by any of those things. The genius is not affected by what's going on in the chat room. The genius is not affected by what's on TV. The genius is not affected by anything that is here going on in this physical reality. Not the genius. So we're going to be talking to the genius tonight. And while I was in sort of this channel, and my spirit guide was there with me, showing me this mirror, asking me this question, you know, what is consciousness? Really, what is it? What's required next? Now that you've become conscious, what is it next? Do you get to sit down? Do you get to just say, this is it? What is next? And this came on. And I said, oh, I get it. So now we're going to dance to this, because this right here, this is going to be the perfect introduction to bring the genius out. The genius is coming out tonight, right here, live on the remix. Live on the remix. We'll get to meet the genius after this. All right? So here we go, you guys, because this is what the genius said. Bring this out, and we can do it. We can do it. We can do the show tonight. But this, we have to bring this out. Everyone, the genius is here, and that's all the genius cares about. The genius only cares about one thing, and that's being where you are. And, you know, Michael Jackson sort of came through and said, that's it. The genius only cares about one thing, being exactly where you are and showing up. And so one of the things that came through while I was in this channel here was about the genius showing up. And this is the time that we're in, that being conscious, okay, we did that. We've been there, done that. We got the T-shirt. Now it's time for the genius to show up. And so one of the things that I'm going to make a commitment to myself and to you guys, is that I will only talk to the genius in you from now on. That's the only person I'm willing to speak to, because I'm going to bring my genius to you, and I only want to talk to the genius in you. So if I'm not talking to you, ask yourself, where's the genius? Where's the genius? That's the only person I'm interested in communicating with, is the genius. Because, see, the genius doesn't care about backgrounds, doesn't care if you're old or young. The genius doesn't care about your title. The genius doesn't care about where you come from. The genius doesn't care about any of that. The genius doesn't care about the sly shit you're doing on the side. The genius doesn't care about the bullshit you want to get down with. See, the genius is not interested in any of that. The genius only wants to be where you are. That's it. So I'm only going to bring the genius to you. So that's all that you can bring to me, is the genius. And tonight, we're going to be talking to the genius in each other. We're going to be dealing with the genius, because it's no longer enough to become conscious. The whole world is conscious. You know, everybody has moved up to that level to become conscious. So now it's time for the genius to show up. Now, one of the things that I also know, and I've talked to a lot of geniuses around the world. Hell, I've talked to you guys. So I know we've talked to the genius. Is that there are certain things that come out that make the genius show up. So, you know, on this quest, I started to ask myself this question, you know, what does it take for the genius to come out? And the genius comes out on so many different levels. You know, one of the things when Dr. Joy DeGruy was on the show, and she's a genius herself, by the way, she came on the show and she talked about we're multidimensional people. And we have so many different layers, just like the genius. And tonight I spoke with quite a few geniuses, and they really shared some things with me. And I'm going to share those things with you guys as well. One of the things that we're going to be doing tonight is we're going to be talking about what I like to call the genius playlist. And I have a playlist here. I've been busy today because Fridays I try to take this day because of the show and just kind of wind down from the week. I do very little readings on Fridays. That's usually one of the days that I try to keep for myself and Baby Blue and bonding with family. It doesn't always work that way. And I do baby lotuses on Friday and glowing lotuses on Fridays too. But today I took some time and I contacted quite a few geniuses. And I wanted to know. I wanted to do a playlist because often that's a big inspiration for me of when the genius shows up for me. Is when I'm listening to music. That's a big way to tap into the genius. The genius loves music. So we're going to talk about some people. I spoke to Brother Bobby Hemmed, the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. I spoke to Brother Panic. I spoke to quite a few other people, Siba Haru, Alke Bulon. I talked to so many different geniuses, and I asked them, if you could pick one song in this realm of song, because we know you have your personal work, because your personal work, your purpose, your passion, your reason for being on the planet at this particular time is really when you're truly in the authenticity of that. The genius has no other choice but to show up. Has no other choice but to show up. So, now, let's talk about the genius playlist. We're going to talk about the Genius playlist, and I'm going to tell you guys. First, I'm going to give you some of the songs on the list, and then I'm going to tell you the genius that this helps the genius show up in. So here we go, all right? Some of these you guys are going to guess right off the cuff. So, you know, I'm just gonna say some of you guys are going to guess some of these things right off the top. But I'm going to see if you guys can actually guess which genius, and it's quite a few of them, that some of these songs came up for, all right? I'm going to give you an easy one in the beginning. I'll Take You There by Pops and the Staple Singers. So let me ask you, Remix family, which genius, I want you, if you're on Twitter, I want you to tell me, hashtag genius and I, which genius picked that song? Which one of the geniuses picked that particular song? Yes, yes, yes. I want to know. Let me see. Which genius picked that song? Yes, some of you guys got it in the chat room. Somebody said Bobby. Yes, yes, it was me. It was definitely me. That is a song that really, really, helped the genius come out. I love that song. It really helps my genius come out. Here's the other song. It's called Light It Up by Drake and Jay-Z. Keep in mind, I didn't say all the geniuses' names now, but if you think you may know, who picked that song, Light It Up by Drake and Jay-Z? somebody said Brother Panic. Nope, not Brother Panic. Someone else said, Coyote said, now that's Panic. Nope, not Brother Panic. I'm going to tell you guys in a minute. What? Oh. Someone said Dr. U. Nope, not Dr. U. Okay, so we're going to go on. I'm going to come back to that. Here's another song on the Genius playlist. Look to the Sky by Roy Ayers. Look to the Sky by Roy Ayers. Look to the Sky by Roy Ayers. Okay, someone got it. Look to the Sky by Roy Ayers. Don't forget to use the genius in I, A-N-D-I. Look to the Sky by Roy Ayers. We're going to talk about that genius. All right. Where You Are, the Jackson 5s. Where You Are, the Jackson 5s. Where You Are, the Jackson 5s. Okay. Do Your Thing by Isaac Hayes. Someone said Dr. Aileen Bay. Do Your Thing by Isaac Hayes. Oh, you guys, wait till you hear these geniuses. Oh, you guys are too much. Okay, Do Your Thing by Isaac Hayes. The other song, and Twitter is just going off. The other song is Hot Toddy by Usher and Jay-Z. Hot Toddy by Usher and Jay-Z. Hot Hot Toddy by Usher and Jay-Z. KRS-One, Keep Moving. KRS-One, Keep Moving. KRS-One, Keep Moving. You guys are too funny. All right. Sugar Daddy, the Jackson Fives. Sugar Daddy, the Jackson Fives. Sugar Daddy, the Jackson Fives. This is the genius playlist. I want you guys to tell me which genius came up with that. I see some new people are on Twitter. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Make sure you add me. All right. Sugar Daddy. Someone said Dr. Aline Bay, Sugar Daddy. You guys are too funny. Mm-hmm-hmm. All right. So now what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go through and I'm going to give you a genius playlist, but I'm not done. I'm actually not done. I hate to tell you guys I'm not done because there's some more. There's some more. There is some more. And this other song is called Samurai Jazztronic. Samurai Jazztronic by Jazztronic. Samurai by Jazztronic. Okay? Samurai by Jazztronic. Let's see who picked that, you guys. It sounds like I picked it. I love the song. Oh my goodness. I wish I was the genius that came up with that, but I didn't do that. Y'all are too funny. Samurai by Jazztronic. I'm going to go through the list one more time. So for those of you who are just joining, so you can see, I need to retweet all of these. I really need to retweet these. Let me figure out how to do it. This is too much. I need to figure out how to retweet these. Okay. So here we go. We're going to go back down the genius playlist. And these are really some. Someone said Siva Haru put Samurai. Okay, we're going to see here in just a moment. So here we go. Let's go back down the playlist. And these are some good ones for you guys to put on your playlist. And we're going to talk about this, why this playlist is important and how this sort of came to be. So the genius playlist, the first song, I'll take you there. That's going to be by Pops and the Staple Singers. Light It Up by Drake and Jay-Z. Look to the Sky by Roy Ayers. Oh, and I forgot Fantasy by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Where You Are, the Jackson 5. Do Your Thing, Isaac Hayes. Universal Love, and I got to tell you about that group, Universal Love by Fanzuzi. Universal Lover, excuse me, by Fanzuni. Okay. Hot Toddy, and that's going to be Usher featuring Jay-Z. KRS-One, Keep Moving. We have Sugar Daddy, the Jackson 5, and Samurai Jazz. And we also have Little Brother Little Brother, and Little Brother is by, hold on, got to get the genius sheet here. Oh, come on, Little Brother. Who's Little Brother by? You guys, not by Mos Def. Little Brother is by, oh my goodness, I'm going to get shot here by Little Brother. I think it's by Jeezy. Little Brother. I think I have the song. Let's see. Little Brother. Let me see, y'all. I know. You guys, when you find out the genius who said this, see, someone said, Miss Blue, I think you picked all the songs. Wouldn't I know, Little Brother, then? If I picked all the songs, let me see. Here it is. I'm going to play a little bit of Little Brother. You guys tell me who it's by.
I love you so much. I even went and got the live band.
Hold your head, little
bruh.
You're not dead, little bruh.
No.
You are brown in this world. It's black and white, little bruh.
Yeah, don't stop.
I know how it sounds, little bruh.
Okay, that's by Jadakiss. Little Brother by Jadakiss. Okay, Little Brother by Jadakiss. So there we go, Little Brother. All right, so now I'm going to tell you the genius who picked these songs. Okay, you guys, here we go. I'll take you there. The genius who picked that was me. Okay, Look to the Sky, Roy Ayers. Brother Bobby Hemmett, and I spoke to him tonight, Brother Bobby Hemmett. He said it was very hard for him to tell. And this is another thing so that you guys can know this as well, too, in helping you bring out your genius. For all of the geniuses that I spoke to, myself included, it was so difficult to just pick one song. Just pick one. So someone said, what album? No. You're the genius. Go search. Google. Go to Spotify. Go to YouTube. Use your sources. You know, you be your genius. So there we go. I'm not giving out no album names. I don't have all of that. So here we go. Look to the Sky, Roy Ayers. That was by Brother Bobby Hemmett. Light It Up, Drake and Jay-Z. That was Bilal from Bilal the Experience, the brother that came on. Fantasy by Earth, Wind, and Fire was also by Brother Bobby Hemmett. He said these two songs definitely brings out the genius as well, and this is a song by two geniuses, okay? Wanna Be Where You Are, the Jackson 5, that was by me, Miss Blue. Do Your Thing by Isaac Hayes. I don't know if you guys heard Do Your Thing by Isaac Hayes. But that's a tight song right there. And that was by Mr. Anderson of iGrowYouGrow.biz. Do Your Thing, Isaac Hayes. Universal Lover, the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. I talked to her tonight. She has a workshop going on right now. She's actually bringing out her genius. And then Hot Toddy by Usher featuring Jay-Z. It's also by the Reverend Goddess Charmaine also. She said she kind of has quite a few songs that helps to bring out her genius. So she actually had two of them that will help to bring out the genius. The next one is KRS-One, Keep Moving. That was by Dr. U. Dr. U helped to bring that genius out. All right, Sugar Daddy. That was Brother Panic. He said it was very, very difficult. It depends on which genius he wanted to bring out. But Sugar Daddy by the Jackson 5s, if he could only pick one, that's his genius song right there. All right, Saint Laurent by Jazztronic. Saint Laurent by Jazztronic is actually by the Brother Mark in Japan. He said that is one of his songs, but he had a whole playlist for his genius to come out. for his genius to come out for him, the brother Mark in Japan. And then the other one, Little Brother by Jadakiss, was Siva Haru Alkebulan. So Siva Haru of the Hetepu Network that has been on the remix quite a few times. Little Brother by Jadakiss was to bring out the genius. So now you guys actually have quite a few songs that you can begin to put together on your playlist so you can bring out the genius. And let me tell you why I thought this was very significant to really talk about this, particularly when it comes from looking at it from the point of music and why it was so important. And don't worry, some more geniuses are coming. I just couldn't get in touch with them at the time that I was trying to reach out to them. But more genius playlists, I'm going to be bringing that to you guys from time to time. So you'll get a lot of the genius playlists. And I may even ask you guys. And matter of fact, I want you now, if you're on Twitter or if you're in the chat room, and definitely if you're on Twitter, I want you to use the hashtag #GeniusInI. And I want you to tell me what song, if you could pick one, helps to bring your genius out through music. What song would that be to help you bring out your genius? I'm curious to see what you guys come up with. What song would help you bring out your genius? So go over, use the hashtag #GeniusAndI, and let me know. Let me know what song your genius would come out on. What song would you pick for your genius to come out? I see you guys over there. You guys are too funny. Too funny. Yes. Okay. If any of you guys have iTunes or if you have an iPod, there's a feature that's on iTunes that you can use on your iPod. And what it's called is Genius. It's literally the genius. What happens when you have music that's just on your iPod? You can actually just hit the Genius button. And what it will do is it's going to search the data bank for those songs that have similar vibrations, that some of the themes in the song, even as well as some of the musical notes that are being used in the song, comes up. And then it's going to make a playlist for you. And often that playlist, I know for me, I don't know about you guys, but whenever I use the Genius playlist that's on the iPod or in iTunes, it comes up and it pulls songs from different CDs and different compilations that perhaps I would have never put together, and really just gives it a nice rise. Like when you begin to listen to all of it, like I have one that actually has one of my favorite artists on there, J Electronica, Lupe. I see somebody in the room talk about Lupe and some of the others, but it put together this amazing playlist that really I probably wouldn't have thought of putting it together that way. But you can actually begin to put this playlist together and do that. And this particular playlist is a playlist that you can make for yourself. And this playlist you can have, and I have it on my iPod, and I can sit there and I can listen to it. Some people are saying Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye is there as well. So lots of things that's on the playlist. The brother Mark from Japan is in the house. Peace and love to you, Mark. Peace and love to you. Brother Mark from Japan is checking in the show. Yes, and that song that Brother Mark sent over, oh, it's pure fire. You got to listen to it. You do. You do. He has a serious playlist there, too, as well. So, but when you hit the Genius button, it pulls these songs together. it pulls these songs together in a way that you probably would not consciously put them together, and these songs come out. Oh, I see you guys. Ooh, y'all got some good songs on your playlist. Oh, wow. Everybody. Okay. That's what's up. I see you guys. New York State of Mind by Nas. Okay. I hear you guys. Mm-hmm. Born Feeling. Okay. All right. Hey Now. All right. Aretha Franklin. Yes. Yes. Erykah Badu, that's right. The Other Side of the Game, yes, that's on my playlist too. Oh, you guys have some really good ones. Kali Mar said Taxi Cab by R. Kelly. Let's see. What is this? What's that? Winner in America, the piece to Jill Scott Heron. Yes, beautiful, beautiful. See that there. Out of My Mind. Out of Mind, Just in Time. Beautiful People. Wow. Tracy Chapman. Haven't heard from Tracy in a minute. That's a good one. Deborah Laws. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. D'Angelo. Oh, y'all are going in. Y'all are going in on Twitter. Hashtag Genius and I. You guys, it's so much. Summer Breeze. Yes. The Isley Brothers. Can't Get Enough, R. Kelly, Minnie Riperton, yes. So these are the playlists, the stylistics, there you go. Within You, Gus Gus. Y'all are too funny. Oh, John Legend, Take It Slow. That's a very good one. Yes. So many. Time to Be Real. LTD, Sam Cooke. Yes, so many. You guys, make your genius playlist. Someone said Cupid. Okay. I guess if that brings your genius out, that's beautiful. Whatever brings your genius out, this is what it's about. It is about knowing those things. That will help to bring your genius out, you know? And I just wanted to share with you guys, I had an amazing conversation with Brother Bobby tonight. And one of the things that I also learned when knowing what helps to bring your genius out is that there's so many things that can actually help to bring the genius out. And we know things work on many different levels. And so what I want to challenge you guys, since we're all speaking to the genius in ourselves, is to start to speak to those things that we have, those tools that we're using, not from yourself, but from the genius in you. And we're going to go through sort of what I call the genius sheet tonight. And some of these questions we're going to begin to talk about that's on the genius worksheet tonight. And we're going to begin to go through these things on the genius worksheet. That's going to help you to bring out the genius. Because when you're dealing with the genius, that is a whole nother level. Miss Blue, Blog Talk Radio, really? Who you be? Who are you? Seriously? For real? Really? You gonna make me bring out the genius tonight. The genius is already out. And it's gonna come out in a whole nother way. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I love you guys too. Could only speak to the genius in you. And so, you want to hear what? Somebody's saying they want to hear something. Okay, so you guys, I really want you to focus on that and really begin to look at these things that we're working with from the level of the genius. And one of the things that I realized a little later after that, I started to begin to think about, like, I don't know how many of you guys, but how many people have the mirror pack from Brother Bobby Hemmett? Okay, I know who this person is. It's all good. Okay. Okay, just want to make sure I'm talking to the genius. Just want to make sure I'm talking to the genius. Okay, so how many people have The Mirror Pack by Brother Bobby Hemmett? There's a mirror pack, and he actually has a mirror, the ancient Egyptian mirror, that has a lot of the glyphs around it. It also has the god Heru, and it also has some other things around it. It's a mirror, and then he has another mirror that's in that pack, too. You get the instructions and different things. Very powerful tool to get the mirror pack, and you can actually do scribing. Yes, you can scribe with it. You can also do other things with it as well, too, to be able to go into the mirror. It's actually a portal where you can actually go into. Very powerful tool to begin to work with. And so tonight when I was talking to Brother Bobby Hemmett, we were talking about bringing out the genius. And, you know, so much of his work, which is over 20-plus years, it's really also about those things of bringing out the genius in you, you know, or the good demon, you know, that's what it's called, or the genie, you know. It's really about tapping into that energy. So some other ways that you can begin to bring out the genius is through the mirror pack. You can begin to use the mirror pack from Brother Bobby Hemmett. If you want to get in touch with him, you can call Brother Bobby at 678-358-1055 is Brother Bobby Hemmett's number. And you can just let him know you heard about it on the remix. And you can definitely go to it and you can get that. You can get in touch with him. So 678-358-1055 is the number for Brother Bobby. That's the number for Brother Bobby. And you can get in touch with him. Okay. And also another thing that we talked about, the other thing was... No, I didn't give out the whole number, Icy. The other thing that we can talk about, don't be distracted, you guys. Stay in your genius state. Yeah. The other thing that we can begin to talk about is the picture packet. And inside the picture packet, this was another thing that we talked about with Brother Bobby. The picture packet, he has over 70 pictures in it. And these are the different archetypal energies that are in there of different gods and goddesses, angels, different template energies, all of these that are in there. Because the truth is, all of the gods and goddesses live within us. Now, as you know, these are pictures in this picture packet that Brother Bobby Hemmett has been using for so long, for so very long, and he's carried these pictures with him, and he's charged these pictures up. If you don't have the picture packet, it's something you definitely want to make sure that you get with. Definitely want to make sure that you get lit, okay? Thank you. So, you definitely want to make sure that you get the picture packet because you can begin to work with these different energies. You can begin to take a look at them, and you can begin to really connect with the energy because it's going to help to bring out the genius within you. The genius within you. And so definitely reach out to Brother Bobby Hemmett, 678-358-1055. All right, you guys. let's continue on. Yes, Twitter is going wild. I see Twitter is going wild. I want you guys to keep doing it. Ludacris, yes, bring out the genius. There it is. Ah, Nas, the message. I see it, Outkast. Oh, yes, yes, you guys, bring out the genius. That's it. I want you to bring out the genius. And thank you for that, Esther. Esther said, Twitter is going wild. Oh, peace and love to you guys. We're going to continue here live in the remix. And we're going to keep going here. We have so much that we're going to do. We talked about the geniuses, the genius playlist, and the Wu-Tang Clan featuring Blue Raspberry, yes, with the P, not me, you guys, Papa Wu, and also Uncle Pete. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. ODB, Brooklyn Zoo, beautiful. Wait by EF, by EWFE. Mm-hmm. That's it. Oh, you guys have some stuff. Oh, yeah. Anytime, Any Place by Janet Jackson. Definitely brings out the genius and a whole lot of other things as well, too. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, Michael Jackson. There it is. Mary Jane. Yes. Mary Jane. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Looking for Someone to Love. I love that jam, too. That's by Mary J. Blige. And who else is in there? P. Diddy. And also, who else is in there? Somebody else is in there. Lil Wayne. I do. I actually like that beat right there. That's sort of a new school beat, but I like that. I'm Cool by Anthony. You right about that. I'm cool if you're cool. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Fire and Desire, yes, by Rick James and Tina Marie. Let's see, Daughters. Brown Skin Lady, yes, yes, Black Star, Between the Sheets. Oh, you guys, are y'all really trying to bring the genius out, or what y'all trying to bring out? Y'all trying to bring the genius out? I think y'all are trying to bring some other things out. That's what I think y'all are trying to bring out. Mm-hmm. I think you guys are trying to bring out some other things. Beautiful, beautiful things, beautiful things. Just really some music to really get you going. Mm-hmm. Someone said the butt. Okay, Shabazz. The butt by EU. Okay, okay. Hey, if this is what helps you bring the genius out, I say go for it. Bring the genius out. Bring the genius out any way you want. Yes, yes, yes. Let's see what else. You guys really have some good things here. And anyone looking for some music that perhaps maybe you didn't see, but you can do it. You can actually, I know, right? Look at them songs. Oh, Dr. U is in the house. Dr. U, you can give us some more of your, what helps you to bring the genius out. Earth, Wind, and Fire, I Am. There it is. Mm-hmm. Yes. Some Nat King Cole definitely helps to bring the genius out. Mm-hmm. The Wu-Tang always helps to bring the genius out. That's always a great one, too. Oh, y'all is really bringing out the genius. Y'all is really bringing out the human nature. Yes, yes. Human nature definitely helps to bring the genius about. Wow, y'all are really going off on Twitter. Keep bringing the genius out. We're going to get ready to go and move on to the genius worksheet, because that's going to be important, too, that we're going to do that. Dr. Yu is in the house. Big ups to him. And also Nancy, Mary J. Brodge, and Method Man. There you go. That's it. You're All I Need to Get By. That is definitely one of my Bring Out the Genius songs. That was an excellent one right there. Who was that from? Danny Me? Yes, that was an excellent one, yes, to bring out the genius. Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, You're All I Need to Get By. That's it. The Wu-Tang, Protect Your Neck. Yes. Love by Music Soul Child. Yes. Bringing out KRS-One. Yes, keep moving. We gave that one out, Dr. Yu. We definitely gave that out. Oh, yeah. I'm going to, you guys keep tweeting. We're going to keep doing this. And then perhaps we'll have Esther come on, because I know she's over on Twitter watching you guys and also participating. As we keep bringing the genius out to build a massive playlist for all the geniuses around the world to be included into this. So there you go. Oh, and wait a minute, you guys. We have from Dr. Yu, we actually have a song that I want you guys, it's called You, spelled Y-O-U, and it's the name of the CD is called Ancestral Callings, and the name of the song is called You, and actually this is a track that Dr. Yu, and of course you guys know he does the introduction for the remix, Dr. Yu, and he's also Dr. Yu of U360.com, along with his lovely queen, Dr. Chardé. But Ancestral Calling CD, and the song is called You, is actually, his father is a part of this group that produced this. Let's see if we can hear a little bit of it. Can you guys hear that? Can you hear that? There you go. Yes. And Ashe to his father, who's a part of the ancestral realm now. And that CD is actually called Ancestral Callings. Very powerful. You can actually get it on CD Baby, and you're going to go to cdbaby.com, and then you're going to put in the tag Spirit Ensemble. And it should take you straight there. And it's called Ancestral Callings. And the name of that particular track is called You, Y-O-U. And Dr. Yu, spelled Y-E-U, I know so many U's, right? It's all about you tonight and the genius. Definitely said that helps him to bring out his genius. So you guys, you definitely want to make sure that you do get over there and get yourself a copy of that. Very smooth music. The genius needs all of it. All of it to come out. All of those things to help bring the genius out. So welcome to the remix, everyone. The genius is here tonight, and glad to see the genius within all of you and everyone. See you guys still over on Twitter going insane in the membrane, letting us know about everything. Oh, Brother by Angie Stone. That's an excellent one right there. Definitely bringing out the genius. What's that, Mo Marina? Is that how you say it? You guys know I tear up a name. Calling out a 216. She put that up there. Stephanie Mills, What You Gonna Do With My Lovin'? That's by Coyote. Ah, Jimi Hendrix, Voodoo Child. Yes. Let It Whip by Lakeside. Let It Whip. You guys know that, right? You guys know that. So much to bring the genius out. Keep it going. Hashtag genius and I on Twitter. So go genius and I on Twitter. Put in the hashtag. Search for it. And then you can start to add where the genius is coming out. So definitely the genius is coming out. Rakim, the genius is coming out tonight, you guys. We're making a massive playlist that's going to go all around the world. And anytime someone wants to know where the genius is, they can just come on over and go to hashtag genius and I. And we all have so many things to help bring the genius out. The Comfort of a Man, excellent one. Stephanie Mills, yes, the genius. Gerald Levert, oh, love it. The genius. That was by Icy Hot. That was a good one. Good one. Okay, so let's get ready. You guys keep going. Smokey Robinson and Cruisin'. That's by Booker. Booker127 tweeted Smokey Robinson and Cruisin'. I'm bringing that out. Love is Written in the Stone. Oshun in the chat room. I'll put that one out. That's an excellent one to put on the list as well, too. Yes, you guys. You guys are going, oh, wow. Y'all really thinking of some really good ones to bring out the genius. Okay, so now we're going to go to the genius worksheet. And here are some questions that I want you guys to begin to ask yourself. So write these down. Keep tweeting those songs over there because we want to make that massive list for every single person who is out there and want to get a playlist of how to help the genius come out. This is so many ways that the genius can actually come out. You guys know how to make the genius come out. So we're going to use these things to really start speaking to the genius within each other. And so here we go. Here we go. Here's the first question. I want you guys at the top, I really want you to write the genius worksheet. Because this is the worksheet when you're trying to bring the genius out. These are some things. These are questions that I kind of went through my mind that I can begin to say that helped me. Help me to bring out the genius. That really helped to bring out the genius. And when you begin to listen to these things, listen to these sounds, listen to this music, this is also where you want to begin to tap into that energy of bringing out the genius. The genius, the real genius. The real genius, not, you know, we talked about those things the genius is not interested in. So here we go. Here's number one that's going to go on your genius worksheet. By the way, this will be coming out soon in some of the work. I have so many things here I want to share with you guys, and we'll get to them either in this lifetime or in another place. We'll get to them. But the first one on the genius worksheet is, when was the last time you spoke to the genius? I want you to think about it. When was the last time you spoke to the genius? Think about that. Think about the last time you spoke to the genius. I remember the last time I spoke to the genius, which was earlier today. I talked to the genius. So when was the last time you spoke to the genius? I actually spoke to the genius a few minutes before the show. The genius is here right now. When you really have spoken to the genius, I want you to think about that. Write that on your sheet. Now, number two on the genius worksheet, what was the most profound thing the genius told you? What was the most profound thing that the genius told you? This is definitely a tweetable. So I want you guys to put the most profound thing that the genius told you. Some of you are saying you just spoke to your genius this morning, you spoke to the genius last night, you spoke to the genius earlier today. What was the most profound thing that the genius told you? Since we're all talking to the genius, what did the genius say? What is the most profound thing that the genius said? Now, I love this. Shut up and listen. Someone said the genius said shut up and listen. Now, here's a couple of things. Remember we talked about what the genius is not concerned about. So, if we need to go back over those things about what the genius is not concerned about, the genius is really not concerned about, let me go back. I'm going to tell you guys what the genius is not concerned about, because some of these things y'all are putting in this chat room. The genius is not concerned about being hungry. The genius is not concerned about even your website. The genius is not concerned about those things, really. I mean, those are nice things, don't get me wrong, but the genius is not concerned about those things. The genius doesn't care about your background. It doesn't care about how old or young you are. The genius doesn't care about your title. The genius isn't concerned about your past, your present, or your future. The genius isn't concerned about that. And the genius is really not concerned about what has happened to you. The genius doesn't care about money. That's number one. The genius doesn't care about where you live. The genius doesn't care about who you call yourself. The genius doesn't even care about who you think you are. The genius doesn't care about that. Really. The genius doesn't care about any of that. That's not what the genius cares about. So I want you guys to really think about it. Remember the first question. When was the last time you spoke to the genius for real? The real genius. Someone said they cursed their genius out. Well, we know what that part of you that was. We know what part of you that was, but when did you speak to the genius for real? When did you speak to the genius? When did you speak to the genius? Seriously, those of you who genius is truly listening, then you're going to know. The genius told you. The genius is going to let you know that. Yeah. You could really find some profound things. Like I said, me and Brother Bobby talked about this. And, you know, we talked about this today. And I shared some things with him. And he shared quite a few things to me about the genius. About the real genius that lives within us, because we're coming in a time where being conscious is not enough. It's time for the real genius to show up. You know, even when you begin to look at the word gene, you know, like I said, I spoke to many geniuses today and really asked them about their genius while talking to their genius. And one of the things that Siva Haru told me is that it depends on which genius. Depends on what he's doing, which genius actually shows up. And as you guys know, he is a comedic scribe. And so the genius has a lot to do with the genes within us, or the natirs, or the gods and gods in us. And the truth of the matter is, and this is one of the things that I had to have an honest reflection with myself, and that's why I sort of made that commitment that I'm only interested in speaking to the genius in you, is that even though I've done some pretty amazing things in my life, my children will tell you that, my family and people close to me will tell you that, I can say that about myself. I can really only count a very few times that the genius was actually present. And so I wanted to pass this message on to you guys, so that those who were interested in really, truly, authentically tapping into their genius would be able to really look at some of the things that's helped me, that's helped others, who have been able to really get the genius to show up. Because the truth of the matter is, the genius is not always present. The genius is not always present, and it takes certain things for the genius to show up. I gave us music because we're holistic people, and it doesn't matter about our background, and it doesn't matter about where we come from. It doesn't matter what we look like. It doesn't matter who we think we are. It doesn't matter what we think we're doing. There are certain things that music can invoke in us to help bring the genius out. But the fact that we have to bring the genius out lets you know that the genius doesn't exist all the time. It doesn't. The genius is not always present. So when you began to really think about the times that we're in, you know, it was one of the shows, and I think it was Brother Panic who said, playtime is over. For those of us who really want to tap in, those of us who really want to do the work that we came to the planet to do, and however we want to do this, in the most authentic, in the most real, in the most true, and the most loving way there is. It's really to begin to get the genius to come out. And I'm committed to that. And I know that there's quite a few of you guys who are committed to it too. And I don't expect for everybody to be committed to it. I don't. Because it takes a lot of work to get the genius to show up. The truth be told, it takes a lot of work for the genius to show up. You really got to do work. This is not no half-stepping, as the song goes. You really got to do work to get the genius to show up. And the beautiful thing about this is that we all have a genius within us. And everyone has their genius to do. And it comes out in so many different ways within us. The great thing about it, your genius, my genius, they're completely different. They are absolutely completely different. But one thing is for sure, that when that genius shows up, you can recognize it. You could see it. You know it. Even if your genius is not present, you know the genius is there. You know when you've been able to connect with the genius. Someone said in the chat room, what if it's always present, but we're not always focused on it? Well, everything is present. If you're not focused on it, then it does you no good. It does you no good. It's almost as if when we begin to think about melanin, we know that melanin is potential. So every single person has potential. But ask yourself the question, does everyone live up to their own potential? Does everyone truly live up to their potential? So here's a question, and I didn't put this on the sheet, but I think this makes for good discussion, and we're going to open up the phone lines in a minute. This is something that I had posted on the Remix Family page once. I said, congratulations. You are exactly where you have worked to be. If you can stand up, clap, applaud, and know exactly where you are is where you've worked to be, and you're good with that, know that your genius has shown up. So look at your life across the board. Ask yourself. Round of applause. Yeah, that's a good song too, by the way. This is exactly where you've worked to be, Congratulations. You are exactly everything that you've done has put you exactly where you've worked to be. So now, just one of those questions to make you go, Sometimes I think, and I'm going to preference that by saying I think, that we like to intellectualize things so we don't have to do the work. So we want to make things that's hard become or mean nothing, because then that excuses us from taking responsibility on doing our own work. Now, that's just me. That's what I think sometimes. That I can just pretend, I can just say, this is exactly what it's supposed to be, and I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, and this and this and that, and I can intellectualize this to be nothing. That alleviates me from having to do any work whatsoever. That takes no effort. That takes no energy. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to do anything. I can just say that that is me, and it is I, and we are we, and it's all one. That takes no work. I don't have to read a book. I don't have to do nothing. All I have to do is exist. Exist. So again, when it comes to tapping into your true genius, you don't get there by default. You don't get there. And how do I know you don't get there by default? This is what I want you to do. Be your own reflection. Go ask somebody else you think is a genius that has tapped into their true genius, and they're going to tell you, I had to work to get the genius to show up. The genius doesn't come up because you watched a couple of YouTube videos, or because you can repeat a couple of phrases, or because you had a magical dream. That doesn't make the genius show up. So when we look at this across the board and we begin to think about the genius that really lives within us, you're never too old. You're never too tired. You're never too old. You're never too tired. You're never too young. You're never too hurt. You're never too broken. You're never too hurt. You're never too dumb. You're never too smart. You're never too spiritual. You're never too fit. You're never too hungry. You're never too tired. You're never too sleepy to tap into your genius. Because, see, your genius is what's going to help you to do the work that you need to do here. While doing some research, one of the things that I came across, and I really couldn't get this for the life of me, and that was, I didn't understand why, even when we begin to think about some of the brothers and sisters who are doing the work that really had a lot to do with maintaining the physical body. You know, I was speaking to a brother today, and he was telling me in the readings how he runs so many different miles, and he does these marathons, and a sister who, you know, who's a vegan, and they're really on this quest for maintaining the body. And I think that's great. That's not a perfect thing for me, but it's great. But I thought to myself, these are important parts of what we call becoming conscious. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm not even near the phone lines. So please let the genius show up. Because I'm not near the phone lines. I'm talking. I'm not on the phone. I'm not even looking at the board. If you're trying to call in, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And you're more than welcome to do that. I don't know if the phone lines are full. I don't know. But do whatever you're going to do. Just wanted to address that really quick. Okay, because you said you. So I want to make sure that I speak to the genius in you and let you know I hear you loud and clear. Because that's another thing the genius does. The genius hears, sees, and uses all of the senses to the next level. That's what the genius does. The genius is able to do all of those things. But one of the things I realized about brothers and sisters who really were a part, that this was a major part of really being conscious. And I asked myself the question, you know, sometimes we think about people saying, well, why would you want to live forever? Why do you want to live forever? And so I wanted to explore that, because even though we understand that there's no such thing as death, we know that it is the most difficult thing in this human reality that one can deal with. Either a loved one passing on, be it a mother, a father, a child, a friend, a lover, a husband, a wife, somebody that you've come in contact with passing on, or even the thought of yourself. Even the thought of yourself. It's amazing what we can do when we can't focus on the genius, but the thought of yourself passing on. And I wanted to look at it from a spiritual level and try to figure out what is it that makes us want to hold on to this reality? Is it just these physical things that we talk about? Is it just the physical things that we talk about? Is it that we just want to stay here because it is about our humanity and we're attached to these things? We're attached to these things that we have. We're attached to these people. And even though we know all of these great things, it's still very difficult to make this transition. Is it just these things here? And it came to me, no. Here's the spiritual principle behind trying to have longevity. And if you guys can listen to this and then begin to speak to the genius within yourself, then you're going to be able to follow this along. Because this was something I got in the channel and actually began to pull together after doing so many Akashic Record readings at this point. The purpose of being able to live as long as possible. And I want you to hear me on this. If you can even just catch a glimpse of this picture, it will make sense to you. The purpose of trying to maintain a good body, maintain good health, and maintain these things, and really beginning to have the longevity, is so that you can begin to work through your life lessons and your purpose for coming here, so you don't have to go back. The shorter time that you're here, the chances are you're going to reincarnate and bring your ass back because you haven't worked through what you came here to do. So looking at this on a spiritual level and thinking about, why is it important that I take care of the mental, the physical, and the spiritual part of myself? Why is it important that I also maintain a healthy diet? You know, I had to really kind of look at this and say, what is the point of wanting to live? You understand? Because so many people were coming to me, even in readings, saying, what do I need to do so that I can ascend? So I can get out of here. So quick to get out of here. You have life lessons that you came back, and I believe that we all came back into different schools. And these are some of the lessons that we came back. And I also know this to be true because now what I'm starting to see in Akashic record readings is I'm doing a record reading for a person, and a particular life will come up for them. And I will see the life before them, and I will also see the life that they're living now, and I will see this pattern to be able to tell them, here's some things to look at. And they'll say, oh, my goodness, Miss Blue, I'm living this right now. This is what I'm living at this particular moment. It's happening to me now. Well, it happened to you in a past life. These are confirmations. When you're getting these readings, these are confirmations. So like I told you guys about that one story about the young brother who, in a past life, his father chose him over his brother. He wasn't the oldest child. He was the second oldest child. His father chose him over his brother. I'm not going to go into the long story. But as a result of it, it caused bad blood between him and his brother. After his father passed on, it was his duty. It was his duty to maintain that family bloodline. So he wanted to make up with his brother. And as a result of him trying to make up with his brother actually killed him. Now, this was in a past life. And I'm telling this brother this, and he tells me, wow, Miss Blue, right now, me and my brother don't really get along because my father, the family, tends to sort of lean more towards me, and it caused kind of bad blood between me and my brother. This is happening for me right now, he said, with my life. Then he said, also, he said, I'm married. I said, yes, you're married. I said, and the person you're married to had two sons, right? He said, well, actually, she's about to have three because we're about to have a baby. I said, this is an opportunity for you to get yourself out of this pattern, to learn this lesson that you really can bond, that family blood bonds, that bond, that bloodline that we're talking about, that you can supersede this. Him and his brother had different fathers, his biological family. They had different fathers. Now he's married to a woman who has two children by two different men, and then now she's about to have his baby, and he's there. So now he has the opportunity to begin to what? He has the opportunity to really change these things. I didn't go into his whole past life, but it was a whole twisted story that he lived. Now, fast forward, we know that really, if we're going to look at it, there's no way I could have known what his life was like now. Coming into the Akashic Record readings, I don't really get any information from you guys, and y'all know that. So this is really energetically, these things are there. So the purpose of having the genius show up and do the work that you came here, taking care of these things, making sure that you can maintain yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually, is so that you can work through these things so you don't have to come back. Now, here's something I'm going to disagree with. Someone just put up that they said, Earth is hell. I'm going to disagree with this, but I'm going to preference that and say, Earth is hell and heaven. Hell and heaven. If I choose to right now to just see hell going on right now, I could bring that hell into reality. If I choose to now to see nothing but heaven, I can bring that reality. But here's the balance, is to understand that they both exist here. And to be in one state or the other is an illusion. You want to know about the illusion? That's the illusion. If you're always in hell, you're in an illusion. If you're always thinking that this is heaven, you're in a damn illusion. This is a place of polarity. This was not a curse. You did not get cursed to come. This is what religions teach you. We came here, but we also entered into an agreement. we entered into an agreement, and we knew that this was, it's like going to a bad damn house party. When Pookie and them tell you to come around the corner to the party and to bring something to drink, you already know when you go around there, it's going to be drama, it's going to be fighting, it's going to be hell. You already know what's going to happen. See, the thing about it is you already knew when you brought your ass back here, it was going to be hell. This is why it's important to do the work that you came back here to do. And so we do come back. This is the point about reincarnation. You're coming back so that you can do the work that you didn't finish. That's why you're coming back. If you're so focused on this place being hell, you ain't doing your work. Because your work ain't about this place. This place is always going to be what it is. I have been in so many records at this point. Let me tell you something. I did a reading for a young sister, a very powerful young sister. And in her records, I was telling her, when she made her transition, she was an elder. When she came back into this life, she had a stroke. Coming back into this life. When she was a baby, when she was born, she had a stroke because she was in such a rush to get back here to learn her lesson. This young sister who's under the age of 25 is probably more conscious than half the people I talk to. So everyone is here because you have work to do. You know, it's kind of like once you figured it out, the gig is up, you're out of here. So you don't need to ask nobody how to ascend. You're going to ascend. You're going to ascend. Do your work. Do the work that you came back to do. But see, that takes work because you got to tap into the genius. The genius doesn't care about how many damn vivid dreams you had or how many worlds you've traveled to or how many spirits you done talked to. Are you doing the work that you came back here to do? Are you learning the lessons that you came back here to do? So if you're doing these things, get the lesson. Now, here's something else for you guys as well, too. Recognize that when you telling me the story about breaking up with your man and you telling me about losing your damn job and you telling me about getting kicked out of places and you telling me about your mama don't want to deal with you, recognize that that stuff that y'all are calling mundane human bullshit is the lesson you came back here to learn. It's a part of your lesson. The spiritual work is to help you to understand these lessons so that you don't keep repeating the same damn story. It's like sitting there watching the same damn movie over and over again. When are you going to figure out that he dies at the end? When are you going to figure out that she doesn't win the house? When are you going to figure out that the killer is not the mama? When are you going to figure it out? How do you know you got the lesson? Because you're not going to have it anymore. That same story ain't coming up for you. You got a new story. And for those of you who got to know your magic deck, that's why that card is in there. Get a new story. See, that's letting you know that you're trapped within your own circle jerk. You're in the circle jerk. You're in the circle jerk of time. How many times has something showed itself up? I'll tell you a perfect lesson because we tend to learn things that we put in our mouth first. Isn't that something? Of all the senses we have, all the intelligence that we have, we tend to learn things that we put in our mouth That's the best lessons we learn first. Because all you got to do is eat some food that makes you sick or something you don't like. And I guarantee you, whether you were 2 or whether you were 82, your ass ain't eating it no more. You got that lesson. You ain't doing that again. When you get a bad taste in your mouth, it's done. So use your senses because they're just not here for putting things in your mouth. Use your senses to learn your lessons. You have to use all of this. This is what everything is about. Everybody is so busy trying not to be human. Hello, a part of the work is to be human. Get the lesson and move past the lesson so you can get to the real spiritual work, because you can't get there if you think this place is hell. You're not in a lesson. You're still in the lesson. You're not learning anything. One of the things that I will tell you, and I think I told this story before, when I was young, based upon a lot of things that I could see, a lot of things that I could sense, much like you guys, we've had this story 100 times, and many of you guys have had this, felt this way as well, too. I used to be very scary because I could see spirits, hear things, feel things, so everything made me jittery and jumpy. My brother used to scare me in the same spot every day. And my mother stood in the kitchen one day and she said, "When are you going to figure out that it's your brother behind the door?" And I had to stop and think. She said, "He does this every day. When are you going to stop jumping and realize that that's him behind the door? When are you going to figure that out? Every day you screaming, who do you think is behind the door? It's him. When are you going to figure that out?" I did this for months. I let him scare me. I'm screaming, "Ah, oh my God, I can't believe it." And I stopped and I said, "You know, she's right." This is why I don't play what if. Because I kept saying, "But what if it's not him behind the door? But what if it's not him behind the door? What if?" What if? I kept saying that. "But Mommy, what if it's not him behind the door?" And she looked at me and she said, "When are you going to figure out it is him?" And that's what I said. Wow. So the next day I came home from school, sure enough, waiting on him to jump out from behind the door to scare me. And I could proudly say, after about 8.5 months, "I'm not going to scream. I know it's you." So I'm not saying that we get the lesson right away. Don't get me wrong. Because as you guys are saying, it's a lot of things that we've been programmed for. Yes, the boogeyman. Yes. Mm-hmm. But at some point, like my mother told me, at some point, when are you going to take responsibility for you? Not what your mama did to you, not what your daddy did to you, not what your sorry baby daddy did to you, not what your sorry woman left you with, not what the man up the street did, not what the pastor did, you know, not what your community did, not what the black people did, not what the white people did, but what about what you're doing? Carry that flag around for a while. Stay in that circle jerk for just a moment. See how it feels to stay in your own circle jerk, because that's the best jerk to be in. the jerk that you're jerking yourself around. Because then you get to take responsibility for it all. You get to take responsibility. If I'm sitting here telling you I know it's my brother behind the door, then why are you jumping? Why are you scared? Why are you affected by it? Because you choose to be affected by it. So this is why it's important to know how to tap into that genius. And it's so many different ways to tap into the genius. But you got to tap in for real. You know, it's kind of like foreplay. And I'll talk to you guys on that level because I know y'all like that level. Where's the Reverend Goddess Charmaine when you need her? But it's kind of like foreplay. Imagine just kind of getting to the point and nothing happened. Just stopping every time, stopping. That's what you're doing to yourself. Getting to the point and going, nope, not going to do it. Not going to do it. Just not going to tap in. Not going to let go. I'm going to hold on to it. Imagine never taking your point, yourself to that point of ecstasy. Just stopping, holding it right there. Just stopping. Just imagine that. Just imagine that. Just imagine holding that and not going anywhere with it. Nowhere. Just staying right there with it. That's it. Don't play with yourself. And at least if you are going to play with yourself, you know, make it worth your while. You know, at least get the money shot for yourself. At least get the money shot for yourself. You're going to hold somebody else responsible for that? Oh, too much, you guys, too much. So get the genius to show up for real, you know? Have the genius show up for real. Have the genius show up for real, and until the genius shows up for real, focus on those things that you can tap into. Energy goes where thought flows. I've been saying that since been saying that. Whatever you give your attention to, that's what you're going to manifest. That's what you're going to birth here. That's what you're going to birth. If you're focusing on it, you're birthing it. I don't care. Y'all silly. Y'all are silly. Y'all are too silly. Hashtag genius and I, A-N-D and I, genius and I. So, think about what is the most profound thing the genius told you. Think about it for real. When the genius really showed up. Now, we kind of did this ahead of time. And that was the third question is, what song will you add to your genius playlist? And I know we talked about so many different songs that we're going to begin to add to our genius playlist. I want you also to begin to think about this, you know, what are some of the things that you can eat that help the genius to come out? There are some herbs I'm going to tell you guys about that will actually help you to bring the genius out. And these are some herbs that you guys can begin to work with. And first, let's talk about some of the foods. Some of the foods that you can begin to eat to help the genius show up. Oranges helps the genius show up. pickles, plums, cinnamon, any kind of beans, believe it or not, pasta, and also a bagel. These are some of the things that will help the genius come out. These are some of the foods that you can begin to eat to help the genius comes out. Apples helps the genius comes out. And then you guys can add your own. So go to hashtag on Twitter, hashtag and I, and I want you to tell me about some of your foods that helps the genius come out. Some of the foods that helps the genius come out. So let's see. I want to see you guys over on Twitter and see some of the foods that you guys eat to help the genius come out. So that's going to be genius, G-E-N-I-S-A-N-D, and the letter I, as in indigo, to help the genius come out. Hashtag, which is the pound sign. Okay, I see pineapples, beets, grapes, okay, chocolate, okay. Chocolate helps the genius come out. Raw almond butter. Okay, Dr. Yu said. Somebody said ribs. I hear you. The ribs. Somebody said ribs. yes, yes, yes. Oh, too much. Too much. Great. Someone said ice. Kalimar said ice cream and potato chips with lemons. Okay, helps the genius come out. Dark chocolate. Okay, I'm bored. What else helps the genius comes out? What else helps the genius comes out? Raw vegetables, the goddess Wanda says. Yes. Noodles. Mm-hmm. The Twitter tag is going to be the pound sign genius A-N-D-I. Genius and I. Thank you for that, Esther. Watermelon, avocados, kale. Excellent. Helps the genius come out. Lemonade, banana, and mayonnaise. Oh, someone said their auntie's pancakes with butter syrup. Okay, helps the genius come out. All right. Okay, fried chicken and potatoes. Griffin says helps the genius comes out. Peanut butter and jelly helps the genius come out. Okay. You guys got some honeydew. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. We're talking about foods. Parsley, yes, parsley definitely helps the genius comes out. Liquid chlorophyll, yes. Oh, here goes a great genius that comes out, you guys. Let me see if I can get the genius to to tell what comes out. Let's see. Naked drinks helps the genius comes out. I love naked. It helps the genius comes out. Salads, yes. Turkey bacon, wow. Yes, I love naked carrots, yes. Orange chicken, cooked by Brother Panic. Helps the genius comes out. Green beans. Ha, ha, ha. What else? We're talking about cantaloupe. Mm-hmm. What else? Watermelon, yes, we got water. Broccoli helps the genius come out. Dr. Yu said some of y'all genius food is eating away at your brain cells. Curry chicken. Ginger and broccoli. Okay. The genius is coming out, you guys, in so many different ways. Red potatoes. I call them new potatoes. Strawberry banana smoothie. Ooh. Alicia said ox. Tails. Ooh, okay. That's your genius. I hear you. Black beans. Mystic says. Mm-hmm. Someone said alkaline foods. Okay, give us a description. Come on, come on. Yes, I'm with you, KT7. It's all about intention. Sesame and asparagus. These are all the genius foods, you guys. Foods. Zucchini. Honey buns, LeBlue says. Ooh, I kind of like these, some of these. You guys are coming up with some really good ones. Really good ones. Twitter, there's over 150 tweets on the line. You guys are tweeting off. Vanilla almond milk. Okay, raw kale. Good one. Good one. Mm-hmm. A baked orange. Okay. Someone's talking about Bluebell ice cream. Y'all are too funny. A veggie burger, yes, those are good. Turkey burgers are good too. What else makes it? Makes the genius shows up. Ooh, Sunchild Raw said, how about pickled pig's feet? Never ate it, but if it makes your genius show up, go for it. Coconut water. Shabazz says, wheat germ, vitamin E, Alfredo spouts, chamomile, cherries, blueberries. Moonlight helps the genius come out. That's a good one. You're doing a whole lot. I don't think you should mix them together because that may make something else come out. But yes, good one. Coconut ice cream. Garlic chicken. Someone said my grandma Wheezy sweet potato biscuits. All right. What else? Coconut milk ice cream. Concord grapes. What else? Ooh, no. Ooh, Obsidian said vinegar, Himalaya, sea salt, and lemon juice tonic. All right. Pecans and walnuts. Oh, and snow ice cream. My daddy used to make that back in the day. Snow ice cream. Even though that's not necessarily a food. But yes, snow ice cream, I guess. I'm not even going to read what somebody just wrote. Oh, my goodness. All right, you guys. So we have a keep tweeting those lists, a pound sign, genius, and I for what makes the genius comes out. Make sure you guys add me as well. You guys are funny. If you're not over on Twitter, you need to do it. You can connect with me, Blue, B-L-U-E, Raz, R-A-S, Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, on Twitter, and then do pound sign, genius, and I. And you guys, wow. Some of these. Great, great things. We'll come back to those. So that's our other question. We'll talk about some of the foods that will help to bring the genius out. Someone said jasmine rice will help. Brown rice is actually good. Curry fish, you guys said. Yeah, somebody said moonshine. They sure did. That helps to bring the genius out. Okay. Now, here's the other thing, and I want you guys to get over on Twitter. Get to the hashtag genius and I, and I want you guys to know. And then someone wanted me to say this last one, okay, for right now. Peanut M&M's. And then they said, say it, Blue, say it. Peanut M&M's helps to bring the genius out. Do y'all want to know who that was? Oh. I'm going to retweet that to everybody so you guys can get it. Oh, peanut butter M&M's helps to bring the genius out. Okay, so here we go. Okay, yes, 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 yes. And yes, spices have magical properties. They sure do. Was that Blake Blaze? That was Blake Blaze? I don't think that was Blake Blaze saying that. I don't know who that was. Okay, so here we go, you guys. Yes, I know who it was, and I'm going to tell you in a minute. So the next question that we're going to go to on our genius worksheet is, what moves do you have to bring the genius out? So I want you to tell me, what kind of moves do you do? Like, do you do Zumba? Are you running? Are you jogging? Are you doing yoga? You know, are you doing some Tai Chi? You know, what are you doing? What moves are you doing to help to bring the genius out? So you could either do it by using the pound sign and put it in there. This is to bring the genius out. Remember. This is to bring the genius out. What moves are you doing to help bring the genius out? I do Zumba. That helps me to bring the genius out. I sometimes walk to bring the genius out, but Zumba really takes it. Dr. Yu said sitting my behind still or walking. African dancing, I see salsa dancing, Zumba, yoga, muscle ups, that's interesting, muscle ups, full body stretches, yes, great one, Esther, full body stretches, someone else said that they do weight training, candle meditation. That's not a move. You got to move your body. Walk and sing is a way. Freestyle body motion. That sounds fun. Freestyle body motion. I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. Any kind of dancing, LaBlue says. Erotic dancing, Kalimar says. Drumming with my dancing. Yoga. Yeah, yoga. Lots of yoga. Lots of yogis here. Mm-hmm. No. Too funny. I'm reading you guys. Mm-hmm. yoga. What else? Someone said that they do, what else? This is belly dancing. Okay, walking with their iTunes. Yes, hit the genius button. I know you hit the genius button, King. What else you guys are doing? The Wii. Betty said she uses the Wii. Dr. Yu, of course, you know he does the drumming classes. You know what, Griffin? Griffin says smoking some, we'll say the nice version, smoking some Panic Pack and dancing. You guys are funny. Candle meditation, dang it, I got to pay attention. Yes, you got to. Kickball, yes, kickball is good. I love racquetball. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, my goodness. Aerobics, basketball, okay, flag football. What is 52 blocks? Someone said 52 blocks, so what are you doing for 52 blocks? Please tell me what you're doing for 52 blocks. And here's a good one, you guys. And the brother put this up on Twitter. He said, real talk, I'd be stroking. He do some stroking. Y'all are too wild. Stroking? Okay. Oh, that helps to bring the gene. Yeah, Twitter is off the chain. For real, Esther, it is. It is off the chain. You guys are off the chain. So, okay, I see a lot of people now they admitting they be stroking. That helps to move. You need to do something to help bring the genius out when you're moving. So hopefully you guys, bike riding and walking, excellent, excellent. Tapping my feet. Sunchild Ross said dancing with 72 Goatias. Okay. Push-ups and pull-ups, Obsidian said. Shabazz, you be stroking too? Y'all are too much. Okay. Wrestling with my man. That is, what's that? Danny and me, and Mia. Mm-hmm. Ballet. Star walking. What's star walking? Denny says, nah, for real, try it. Okay, crip walking. Oh, y'all are too funny. Y'all are too funny. So these are some of the ways, because we know that movement is really going to be there. How many people do the Heteru healing dance? I do the Heteru healing dance. I also do the Queen Afua yoga tape, the Queen Afua movement thing. Forgive me, I don't remember the name now, but I have the DVD. The movement, the yoga movement. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, bike riding, skateboarding. Oh, you guys are doing all kinds of things. Yes. Make it rain dance. That's an interesting one. Softball, ice skating. Okay. So you guys do a lot of movements for the genius to show up. Mm-hmm. Tennis. Star walking, okay, swimming. Oh, y'all are too funny. Yes, hilarious is the word that I would agree. I would agree with that. So these are all the ways that you guys get the genius to show up. Mm-hmm. So now, here we go. Here is question number 6 on your genius worksheet. When did the genius show up when you least expected it? When was there a time? Qigong. Wonderful, Wanda. Qigong. When did the genius show up and you guys least expected? So think about a time when the genius showed up and you least expected. What was going on? What happened when the genius showed up when you least expected? Hashtag. So we're going to use the pound sign and genius and I. When did the genius show up and you least expected it? When did that happen? What was going on? KT7 says, in the bath or the shower. Yes, my genius shows up for me in the bath or the shower all the time. Anytime I'm in water, whether swimming, whether I'm taking a bath or a shower, I can always. In a board meeting, yes, had the genius show up there. Very few times the genius shows up there, but yes, for me. But yes, Yolisa says board meetings. So when did the genius show up? Let's see. Can you guys think of a time where you least expected it and the genius showed up? Where you least expected it. Sunchild Ra said whenever they were fasting, and that's true for me too. When I'm fasting, my genius shows up, and I've been doing a lot lately here this particular year. And also while I'm driving, especially when I drive across country long distance, oh my God, the genius shows up. And yes, I see some of you guys are putting, La Blue, you put the genius showed up when you were driving. Jules said when she's cleaning, yes, I've had the genius a couple of times there. Let's see where else. Esther said when she's driving or on the way to sleep or in the elevator or the train. So yes, these would be some least expected places for the genius to show up. Ah, okay. Danny Nee said when she was doing photography, the genius showed up. Okay. All right. Goddess Wanda said when she woke up one morning, the genius was there. Yolisa said at a baby daddy meeting. Obsidian said the genius showed up for him when he was taking a dump. Yeah, he said it. I'm just repeating it. Okay. MK said when he was studying or when he was working with music. That's it. This is some least expected places. Yes, quite a few of you, when you were in the potty, the genius showed up for you. Painting your nails. 216 says when they were painting their nails. Ancient Goddess said that the genius showed up while doing dishes. Wow. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Kali Mar says one of the places the genius shows up for her is when writing. The genius showed up. When has the genius showed up when you least expected it? When you least expected it. There are probably some times that we can actually expect the genius to show up, but I want you to think about those times that you really didn't expect the genius to come out, but the genius showed up. Black 15 said gardening is when the genius showed up. Yes. The genius is showing up. Beautiful. Beautiful. Long said, laughing. While laughing, the genius showed up. Motivator Chick said, when I was picking out something to wear, the genius showed up. Okay. Planet X said, after getting upset. Now, that's true. That's a good time. Yes, I could definitely see unexpectedly the genius showing up when you're right after being upset. Trust me. Had those moments. Yes. Mm-hmm. Just because your name say genius don't mean you the genius for all of us. Oh, that's cute. I had to say that. I'm sorry. Okay, so. Just had to say that. Okay. Coyote said, the genius shows up when I'm around a bunch of good-looking ... Now, I don't know if you want to just leave the ... out there, because that could mean that could really kind of go a lot of places in the universe, but I hear you. Mal for real said the genius shows up when they're watching TV. Mm-hmm. Kali Mar says, when I bring out my inner child. Remember, these are places you don't expect for the genius to come out. So think about those. I really want you guys to think about those times when you least expect the genius to show up. Okay, here we go. The genius showed up in the hospital right after a shot of morphine. The genius showed up. I know one of the places I least expected my genius to show up, and I'll just share this with you guys, and I think I told you this. I've been kidnapped twice in my life, and the first time I was kidnapped is when my genius showed up, literally. I was probably about 5 or 6, somewhere in there, and yeah, the genius showed up. It was the least expected place, but the genius showed up. That was the first sign of the genius. The good thing is once, I'm looking at you guys in the room, y'all are too funny. Yes, that's right, Esther. In those times of crazy stress and danger, yes, Esther says, you know, those are the least expected times. A lot of times is when the genius will show up. Yes. Mm-hmm. Planet X says, when being approached by so-called authorities. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one, Shabazz. He said, the genius showed up when I was talking to a blind woman. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay. Coyote said that his genius shows up when he's around a bunch of good-looking men. Okay. Beautiful. I say whenever you know when your genius is going to show up. Mm-hmm. Obsidian said, my genius showed up when a nigga was about to shoot me. I bet the genius did. Yeah, that's a place for it to show up. It sure is. Mm-hmm. Mm. That is a place for it to show up, definitely. The genius can show up on those unexpected times, particularly those fight or flight times. The genius will show up. Also in some of these other beautiful, amazing times as well, too, the genius shows up. That's so true. Mm-hmm. That is so true. So true. Yeah, beautiful. Okay, you guys, we're going to go on to question number 7. And I want you guys to think about this question. Thanks to everyone for participating. All of you guys for participating in this. This has been so much fun, and we're still having fun. still have time to go here as we have fun. Don't forget, Sunday night, Brother Panic is going to be doing Q&A right here live in the remix as we just continue to talk about the genius here tonight. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to name at least one person who knows the genius. Name one person that knows the genius other than you. Name one person who knows the genius other than you. Could be your mother. Could be your man. It could be your woman. Name one other person who knows the genius other than you. One other person. Some people said my best friend, my daughter, my mom. Yes. I don't think so. I'm bored. Oh. Y'all are too funny. Okay. Name one other person that knows your genius other than you. Yes. Black said, my genius showed up when I realized I was being used and abused. Okay, many people say my partner, my student, my coworker. My coworker Sandra knows my genius. Someone said, name one other person that knows your genius other than you. Dr. Yu said the first person that comes to mind is his mom, and that's the first person that comes to mind that knows my genius is my mommy. Yes. Mm-hmm. Name one other person that knows. My older brother and older sister. Very good. Mm-hmm. Who else? Name one other person. One of my cousins, Fetty says, knows her genius. My mom says to me, trust your inner man. Is that your one other person? And Yolisa said, my child. Some people are saying they can't think of one person. Coworkers, their pops, their father. Think of one other person. Here, a lot of mommies. A lot of mommies that know. Beautiful. One other person. This is going to be someone who is walking, breathing on the planet like you guys, like a human that knows. Le Blue. Someone said my big cuz, Casey. Ah, Le Blue. Le Blue said my niece knows my genius. She said I've been misspelling genius the whole damn time. Oh, okay. Black 15 says, my brother knows my genius. Beautiful. Who else? One other person that knows your genius other than you. I can't take it. That's too funny. My sister, Ernie Booker, says, knows my genius. Obsidian Black says, my wife knows my genius. Human Yeti says, Dr. Yu says, his grandparents knows his genius when they were here. Betty says, my significant other. I had to. How could you put something like that in the room? I bet your genius showed up. Your genius showed up and said, spell it right, LeBlu. See, your genius comes out when you least expect it. Oh, that's beautiful, you guys. Oh, love you guys, too. Love you guys, too. Oh, the genius had to show up, LeBlu, and let you know. See, the least expected. You can put it down when the genius showed up. All right. De Leon, night, night, De Leon. If you're going to bed, we can't come visit you. We don't visit you when you're in the night, night. If you're going to sleep, you don't get visitors. Good night. And a lot of you are saying, Miss LeBlu knows your genius, and I do. I'm just joking. I certainly do. Oh, wow. Y'all are too funny. Okay, so now let's kind of wrap this up here. So we have our genius worksheet. This is a worksheet that you guys can begin to work with. Don't just make it sort of your worksheet here. I know we did a lot of tweeting tonight. We did a lot of putting things up. But I want you guys to definitely write these questions down and begin to go through your worksheet so you can know when your genius shows up. And thank you. Esther is putting the questions in the room. Number one on the worksheet is, when was the last time that you spoke to the genius? Remember, give this some thought. Give this some really, really deep thought, okay? All right. You know what? I don't take on those. If Miss LeBlu curses too, remember we're in a world of polarity. So it comes out that way too. You know, I don't get possessed when I channel. That's a choice and I choose not to do that. So know that I am taking full responsibilities when I choose to use profanity or curse words. I'm doing that on my own. That's all LeBlu. And this is all LeBlu. Okay. Still part of the genius too. All right. So here we go. So number one is, when was the last time you spoke to the genius? Number two, what was the most profound thing that the genius told you? It's good to keep track of those things that the genius tells you, and particularly when it is profound. For me, one of the most profound things that the genius told me at one time was, if nothing else moves you, life will. Life will. Because the goal is to move yourself and not have life move you. Yeah, not at all. Not at all, Planet X. Not at all. Not at all. I don't think so for a minute. Check the radar, brother. Check the radar underneath your belt. I don't sound like that. Okay, so What was the most profound thing that the genius told you? If mine's was, if nothing else moves you, life will. And the goal is to move yourself and not to free fall. That was one of the profound things that the genius told me. When the genius tells you, you're going to remember it, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, you're going to remember it. Okay? Now, here's the next thing. What song will you be adding to your genius playlist? And for those of you who weren't on Twitter, there are so many wonderful songs that all the geniuses tonight put on the playlist that you guys can begin to take a look at, that you can actually go over there and you can definitely just put in the pound sign, and you can also put in, okay, you posted it on Facebook, Dr. U. Yes, that was a real interesting time for me. So yeah, if you put the pound sign genius in I, and you can definitely go over there. Esther's going to put the questions up on Twitter. She already did, so you can have your genius list worksheet there. So thank you for that, Esther, too. So what songs? If you want to get a song, go there. If you have your own song, put that there as well, too. Think about, what do you eat to help the genius come out? Think about some of those foods that we talked about here tonight that will help the genius come out, and that's going to do that. What moves do you make in order for the genius to come out? Some of you said yoga. Some of you said Tai Chi. Some of you said, what else did y'all say? Dancing, walking, tennis, basketball, football, drumming, Zumba, all kinds of things, making love, all of these things. I don't think you said making love. I think you said stroking. Yeah, do some stroking, all of these things to make some moves to help the genius show up. Okay, and when did the genius show up? When you least expected it. Least expected for the genius to show up. When did the genius show up? Okay. And then think about at least one person other than yourself who knows the genius. Just really shows that we're connected with everyone. Someone else should know your genius other than you at this point. I know babies. I do readings for the babies, and other people than the babies know their genius. So who else knows the genius in you? Who else knows when the genius is there? So I want you to think about that. Think about that. Work on that worksheet. Begin to get into that energy. Remember what the things the genius don't care about. Remember those things the genius told you and the things the genius does not really care about. You know the things the genius doesn't care about. I want to give a big shout out to Dr. U, who's in the house tonight, and also Mark, who's listening out there from Japan, and also Nancy Lockhart, who's listening, another genius that's out there listening as well, too. Don't forget, Sunday night, Brother Panic is going to be in the house. I'm going to try to give out some of these herbs here, because I actually got some herbs, some really good ones from Dr. U, too, that he actually helped me with this list. So I'm going to give you guys some herbs that's going to help you bring the genius out. If I can find my little list here. Okay, so here we go. These are some of the herbs that you can begin to work with that's going to help you bring the genius out. And, oh, Dr. U and Dr. Chardé is going to be coming back on. It's always a powerful share whenever they come back. U of U360, you guys know who he is. He's over on Facebook, too. You can connect with him there. Teleworkshops that go on, all about health, all about all of those things, taking care of yourself in a 360 kind of way. Dr. U is all about that. So you guys, definitely, I've been knowing this brother for a long time. He is my brother. I see him like that. And a big part of even why I begin to look at some of these things from a health perspective. And so, you know, Dr. Yu is always a good source to go to if you need any information, holistic health. I do the holistic readings as well. Dr. Yu does the holistic readings, and he also has all of the products. So a lot of these herbs that we're going to talk about tonight, you can ask him about it. He's worked with it. It's his passion. It's his work that he came back here to do. It is where his genius shows up, okay? It's where his genius showed up, okay? See, he's human yeti tonight, so you'll get a little bit of everything. When he's you and human yeti, you get a little bit of everything. You get the genius and all. No, I'm just playing. That's why he's having fun with you guys in the chat room tonight. Definitely, always fun. So here are some things I want you guys to think about. And here are some of the herbs that you can begin to work with. And these are going to be some of the herbs that you can begin to mix. You know, herbs has a lot of medicinal properties to them that you could begin to use. Cinnamon is one that will help the genius show up. And you can use cinnamon in many different ways. You can eat the cinnamon. You can actually use the spice, the herb cinnamon. You can do that. And or you can actually burn it as an oil for the cinnamon, or you can even have the incense as a cinnamon. Just really it entering into your senses and even in your aura is going to help the genius come out. Honeysuckle is another one to think about. Mint, basil, whorehound, ginkgo, and also I want to bring this to you guys. Any of the foods from Forgotten Foods. You guys remember the Forgotten Foods? They did plenty of shows here. Brother Baratunde and his lovely, lovely queen, the Forgotten Foods. If you guys want to get in touch with them, let me give you the website. It is theforgottenfoods.com. And with an S dot com. And their phone number is 770-573-0488, The Forgotten Foods. So you can actually either email them at forgottenfoods@aol.com. Excellent stuff. You remember, you guys, I was addicted to and still am the Miracle Greens to the 10th power. Woo! Talk about some foods that make the genius show up. The genius will show up. The genius will show up. So that's going to be an excellent one for you. And here's one that I actually was not familiar with. Maybe we can get a surprise cameo in the after hours, and Dr. Yu can come talk to us about this one a little bit if he has time. But it's called Black Seed. And Dr. Yu was telling me that this particular herb right here, Black Seed, is one that people sleep on. So don't sleep on this. You guys heard it here, Black Seed. And Dr. Yu was telling me that this is definitely one of those things that really just goes into the brain. It's brain power or food for the brain. And this really taps into that energy to really get the vibration that you need to really wake the genius up. Oof. The genius will come alive. And and it's Black Seed, B-L-A-C-K, Seed, S-E-E-D. Yes, Black Seed. And you can hit Dr. Yu up on Facebook so you can find out more about that, how you guys can get it. You can actually use it in a powder. And a lot of times Dr. Yu was saying that you can actually make it into an oil and use. Someone has sassafras in here. Remember the channel I got with the Sisters of Transformation? Sassafras is on that list, and I know Dr. Yu came on and talked about sassafras as well, too. So that's an excellent one. So I want you guys to think about that. And also another one I want you to think about is dragon herbs. Some of the dragon herbs are excellent, really strengthens those things for the mental and really tapping into that creative power. You have those things such as frankincense and jasmine, too. All of these things are going to be some of the foods. I want you guys to think about some of the herbs as well, too, that really just helps to bring your genius out. You know, what do you have? I know for me, cinnamon. Oh, I love it. I love cinnamon. Cinnamon is one of those that really helps, too. Basil, mint, all of those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So those are going to be some great things to do. Forgotten foods, like I said, have a lot. You can definitely, you have a way to be able to get in touch with Dr. Yu. You can hit him up on Facebook, you know, U360 on Facebook. You can hit him there. He's over on the Remix family page, too. So you'll be able to know how to tap into and get in touch with him. Hazel is another one. Hazel is another one to really just help the genius comes out. Now, we have about 1 minute and 2 seconds to go. We're going to actually go into the after hours. It's been fun, you guys. I love you guys so much. If you don't have your Know Your Magic Oracle deck, you want to get that. Look out for the email. You'll get it later tonight or in the morning so you can attend the class. Those of you who are going to attend and those of you afterwards that's going to be in touch. Keep tweeting, keep downloading, know your magic, you guys, because that's what it's about. Bring the genius out, because that's who needs to come out. The genius needs to come out right now. We're in a time where that's what is being called for. And know that Miss Blue is only going to be talking to the genius in you, so make sure you're speaking to the genius in me. Hit me up on Facebook, and definitely make sure you hit me up over on Twitter, too. I'd love to connect with you guys. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, I want you to love it and leave a comment. I love you guys. Peace and love. Brother Panic will be here Sunday night. Don't forget, get that picture packet from Brother Bobby Hemmett and the mirror packet. You can do that. Woo! I think we're in the after hours, everybody. We're in the after hours. Download, download, download. That's right. Nutmeg. That's right. That's another good one. So many different good herbs out there that I want you guys to do. Keep tweeting. Keep going. We're still in the after hours as we have been having so much fun as we do here Remix style. And it's good to just have everyone in the house. I see you guys still tweeting over there. You're still letting the genius show up, which is a great thing. I'm going to actually open up the phone lines, and in a minute, I'm going to open up the phone lines and talk to you guys for just a moment. Maybe we'll do some real cool stuff. I want to hear your thoughts about the show tonight and just really talking about the genius and being able to have the genius show up. This was fun. This was really, really fun. We got some work done. Don't forget to reach out. Don't forget to reach out to Brother Bobby Hemmett, 678-358-1055. Get that picture packet. Over 70 pictures in it, you guys. I can't tell you how powerful these images are. They have been traveled and channeled and charged up by Brother Bobby Hemmett himself. And if you're looking for a way to bring the genius out, definitely working with these archetypal energies is there. If you've had a sacred session for me, a lot of the gods and goddesses that I give you in those sessions are in this picture packet. So you want to get that. Or work with the mirror. Very powerful reflection. One of the quickest, fastest ways that you can tap into and let the genius show up. So let Brother Bobby Hemmett know I gave you the number. Go see him. Call him. Call him right now. Let him know that you want to get that and you want to tap in. Or if there's anything you want him to talk about, he can do that as well, too. All right. So let me tell everybody in the chat room, peace and love. Peace and love. And see you tomorrow. I know I'm being real special right now, right? In the Know Your Magic class. It's going down. It's going down, family. It's going down. I'm so excited about the deck, you guys. You have no idea. It's been all over the world. In less than 30 days, the deck has hit all four corners. It's been to Japan. It's been to China, actually. The deck has been to Korea. I'm naming some of those places. It's been to the UK, Canada. It's been to different parts of Africa, Hawaii, all parts of the States. You guys have been getting the deck. You've been confirming that you got it. Don't forget to go over to www.msblueblast.com. Leave a comment about what you think when you get the deck. What is that? So many amazing brothers and sisters have already shared over there. Just go over there, send your comment, or send it to me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. So We're done with that. Brother Panic will be on tomorrow, Panic, P-A-N-I-C, Pack, at hotmail.com, and you know he's going to be coming on doing Q&A, not tomorrow, Sunday night. You guys know what I mean. So here we go, here we go. We're in the after hours. I feel like we need to hear a little bit of Baby Blue. We didn't do that yet tonight. So let's play Baby Blue.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wayne, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
Yes. And I want to say thank you to all the geniuses that helped contribute to the list. Thank you, thank you, and peace and love to everyone. Big ups and thank you to Siba Haru Alke Bulan. That's over the Hetepu Network. And also has been a guest on the Remix Forum plenty of times. You guys go and download that show. Also, thank you to Brother Bilal, who has the amazing book that talked to us about all of those things when it came to language and vibration. And also his new project he has out on the Bilal Experience, Problem Number 13. If you guys have not checked that out, definitely go to BilalTheExperience.com and you can find out about that. Dr. Yu, who came on tonight, Dr. Yu of U360. You know how to hit him up on Facebook for all of your holistic needs that contribute. Of course, Brother Bobby Hemet, and you can reach him, we all know, for all of your metaphysical and occult needs, 678-358-1055. And then also the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. She did her thing. She's always been a guest on the remix. She has some workshops going on. You want to go over to her website and check her out as well and download all the shows that the Reverend Goddess Charmaine has. And she has a new book out now. Fantastic. You want to talk about tapping in through, what did y'all call it, stroking? Yeah, and all of those good things when it comes to understanding your sexual energy, Reverend Goddess Charmaine, you want to definitely get over there and do that. And also to the Brother Mark, who has his website, which has everything to do about Sirius and Ceres mysteries. And let me give you, it is Sirius Light Body Work. At gmail.com is his email address. And then the website, let me see if I can give you Brother Mark's website. I know you guys know it. You probably know it better than me. So let's see. Brother Mark's website, I'm going to give it to you right now. It is SeriousLightBodyWork.weebly.com is where you want to go. And also the other genius, Brother Panic, who's coming on tomorrow. You guys know how to reach Brother Panic, PanicPack at hotmail.com. And of course me, Miss Blue, for all of your readings for yourself, for your babies, you know, for the whole family if you want to get the Oracle deck. And by the way, so many people are buying more than one. You can do that. It's actually going to save you on shipping and handling. And everybody who's gotten them has said they're going to get one as a gift. They're going to get it for their mama, their daddy, their children. Remember, this is a deck that anyone can use. Doesn't matter about your background, where you're from. You know, it's kind of like the genius deck, because truth be told, the genius did show up in that deck for everyone who's touched it. So anyone that you want to help them to bring the genius out, get them the deck. That's a great one to get them. And so I want to say thank you. I'm hoping I haven't forgot any of the geniuses that I spoke to tonight that really just helped by sharing their input about what helped them make the genius come out. And Mr. Anderson, of course, you know, with his Isaac Hayes song, that helps him bring the genius out. And, of course, you guys know that you can always get in touch with Mr. Anderson at grow.biz. You can reach him, and that's for all of your gardening needs. He is the official gardener for the Remix Show, and he's helping brothers and sisters, children, babies, and everyone, you know, go from their garden to the kitchen garden. So you guys definitely want to make sure that you connect with all of these geniuses. Connect your genius with them. And, you know, of course, course, we're the Remix family, and we're bringing out our genius in our way, too. So let's just keep it going. We got the genius flowing here tonight, so that's what time it is. I want to go to the phone lines. I see a lot of you have your hand up. If you want to share how the genius came out in you, or what you thought about the show, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the show. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 so that I know that you're here and you want to share about the genius. So we're going to go to the phone lines. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 619. You're live. Ooh, you're live, 619, in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Right there. Look at it. Look, Jay, check her out. Check her out. Look what I said and look what she did.
No, I said, that's why I hate him, baby. My ass is baby. And she threw the potato on. Obviously, 619. Oh, my. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 504, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 504.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Oh, hey. I was just listening to the show tonight. Got a wonderful vibe. Just consumed all the knowledge. I'm a steady listener.
Beautiful. Who's on the line, please?
Dominic.
Dominic. Okay, greetings to you, Dominic. And thanks for calling in and showing us. You had fun having the genius come out?
Yeah, my genius has definitely been consuming and just building, just constantly building. Every show I listen to, you know, every night, I'm looking forward to the next one with Brother Panic. And, you know, yes, just constantly taking notes and, you know, just continuing to grow.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for being on the line and bringing your genius with us tonight. Okay? Keep holding the line. Peace and love to you. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 443, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, love, joy, and happiness. This is Casanova, a woman's action figure from B-Monty. How you doing, Miss Blue?
I'm wonderful, Casanova. You know I want to sing that song. Did you tweet that song? You should have tweeted that.
Yes, I did. I'll wait for your tweet back.
I probably didn't see it. It's so many tweets on here tonight.
Hey, you know what? I tweeted one when you talked about the meaning of thug life because, I thought in password it's supposed to be the underachievers and the underdogs. You know, that's why I thought it came out this month. But other than that, thank you for that meaning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, that wasn't my meaning, actually. That's a documented Tupac meaning. But
wow.
Yes.
You know
yes.
What? I was like, you know, I didn't know that, you know, but starting to film that. Well, thank you.
Yeah. No, that wasn't my
name. I'm going to share my genius, and it's a nigga genius. So all the niggas, you know, y'all understand where I'm coming from with this. But if you got sensitive ears, please get a Kleenex. And this is what it is. You get it, please?
I can. I guess. Tell me, somehow my genius and your genius, we kind of missed each other. What you getting ready to do? Because I couldn't hear you.
That,
what you getting ready to do?
I was going to share one. You know what
share
saying?
What?
My genius.
You was going to share your genius. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's your genius? Tell me what your genius is getting ready to do.
Okay. What was the most profound thing that the genius said to me, and excuse my language, shut the fuck up and take notes and the things to know what you are really here for. P.S. Anything that kills you only makes you stronger.
Okay. That's what your genius told you. Beautiful. here's what I want you to do. You said your genius told you. I see. Stop it. I see. Hot. I can't watch the chat room. So if I'm laughing, know that I'm laughing at them, not at you. So let me see. You said, your genius said, say it again. Say it one more time for me. Get close to the phone for me so we can hear you loud and clear.
I'm close to it. I want to say it. I'm going to say it nice and slow for y'all. Now, my genius said to me, shut the fuck up and take note. And the things to know what you are really are here for. P.S. Anything that kills you only make you stronger.
Okay. That's good. That's good for tapping into your genius. I want to share something else for you. Is And Esther said, why would we be offended by that? That's your genius. So true. It's your genius.
You
We're not going to be offended by your genius.
But you got someone
beautiful. Blue? No. This is the remix. This is the remix. Trust me, this is the remix. We're fine with that. That's really good that that you tapped in and that's what your genius is telling you. And I want you to keep tapping in so that your genius can bring you something so profound that sometimes, not all the time the genius shows up, sometimes you're not even going to be able to put it into words. So keep working with the genius. That's beautiful. That's beautiful that you were able to tap into your genius that way. And your genius, you know, shared that with you. How did it feel when the genius said that to you?
He was telling the truth.
Because
mm-hmm. I got a habit. If I'm a little bit outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take the time out to just, you know, listen to what, you know, the lessons and life is.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you, Casanova. I love it when you call in and share with us. And thank you for sharing your genius with us tonight.
Always. One love.
All right. Peace and love. That was beautiful. Casanova's genius. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code. It looks like 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 540. All right. We're going to go to the next 540. Hey, Nancy. 540. You're live in the remix, 540.
Yo, this y'all's boy. No thing. Call out. Run over, Jay. What's up?
No thing. Greetings to you, No thing. How you enjoy the show tonight?
Hey, I ain't gonna front. Like, the last, like, 5-10 minutes, I was just in sleep. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm up now, and I'm good.
No thing. No thing. Hold on, no thing. Hold on. Just a second. When I clicked on you, you was up, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, see, because I'm only going to talk to the genius in you. Okay? So, you know. What you want to say? What you press the button for? If you're not listening, what you press the button for?
Oh, because I'm going to tell you about my genius. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you about my genius. Right there.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, no thing. Tell us about your genius.
Anytime I see a little kid, a little baby playing or something like that, you know what I'm saying? That's when my genius come out.
When you see a little baby crying and a kid, that's when your genius comes out.
Like playing or, you know what I'm saying, this. You know how babies are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's when your genius shows up. Beautiful, yeah. No thing. Yeah. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Ooh, are you in the chat room?
No, I ain't in the chat room. I'm sitting right here laying in the bed.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Wow. It's a good thing, no thing. You ain't in the chat.
Good.
A good thing, no thing. But we're glad that your genius is able to show up. That's good. Hopefully you got the questions and, you know.
Oh, yeah, I got all the questions, though. I got all the questions. I reflected on them, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Always good to hear from you, No Thing. Peace and love to you.
All right, peace.
All right, you guys, we're going to go to the next caller. We're going to try 619 again. 619, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue. This is Nakia, Queen Mystique in the chat. Sorry about the first round.
Okay, it's all good. It's all good. We figured some geniuses was showing up.
Oh, yeah, we was talking to the baby, and the baby was communicating. I was kind of, I was in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the moment. I was talking about Haiti and Africa. She put the potato on her head. I was like, there it is there.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. You wanted to share about the show tonight?
Yes, I would definitely like to share. I think for me this week, it's the genius is very wonderful that this was the topic because the genius has been showing up to me for myself in a lot of profound ways for the last 3 or 4 days, and it started with me doing my genealogy work.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful.
And from there, every day that I was tracing and getting a layer from one thing to the next, everything was like, everything was coming out in the way as it was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And
beautiful.
How I was feeling, the energy that I was getting into, and just realizing where the role I play and where we're at as a people right now and what I'm supposed to be doing. It really hit home with me. So all I know is stay present, listen, make sure that you're hearing what you're listening to, and move from that point.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And glad that your genius showed up so that we could all be present here in the moment with the genius. So beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in and definitely sharing where the genius showed up. That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
And
keep listening.
I did get my Oracle cards. I wanted to say that I did receive those. I actually had them on Friday, and I didn't know. I'm not the only one who checks the mail. So that was a part of my test. That was my test of being patient.
Yes. So you had them and didn't know. Did you? You went over and left a comment, didn't you?
No, I'm on my way. I got them. I haven't opened them. I want to have something special to put them in once I open them. So I just have them, and they're waiting for me to unveil what's going on.
Trust me. I'm playing with minds right now. I know that sounds weird, but I'm playing with minds right now in my hands. I have my deck in my hand right now, and I'm playing with them and just sort of kind of looking at them and touching them and, you know, really getting into them. As you know, everyone who purchases the deck will be able to get the recording. And this is really where I'm just going to take you guys through a lot of things. This is a great time. So thank you for calling in with this to sort of kind of go through this. And I'm going to go through the deck for you. This is something we will do tomorrow. We will. And we're also going to have more classes as well with the deck as well, too. But I'm going to go through it. I'm going to show you some of the tutorials. Yes. I'm going to give you some spreads that you can begin to do. We're going to talk about all of the images, the colors, the significance of the words, everything. Really just go through almost about 7 different layers that each one of these cards holds the energy to in this deck. So just some amazing things that I've already gotten stories from people all over the world. Some amazing things are already happening with the deck. And so tomorrow we're going to do that first kickoff class. And so it doesn't matter when you purchase the deck, you'll either be able to get the recording if you're not a part of the line live class that is going on when we actually just get ready to go through. I'll cover some of the things that you can begin to do, tell you what the difference is between this deck and every other deck in the world, and also show you some of the things that you'll be learning that I'll be sharing with you in the Know Your Magic deck. You can start to use this with any deck, whether it's a tarot deck, whether it's just any other deck that you pick up as well. But we're going to talk about how to really just get psycho sexy and cool with the Know Your Magic deck, because some powerful, powerful things are going to be in there.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Miss Blue. And I'm also, I did purchase the Know Your Magic workbook, so I am working, and it is definitely work because I am on the first one.
That's what's
up.
That's what's up. And that's it, you know, and another good point, because these things really go hand in hand. They're tools that you can begin to tap in. And I've heard so many life-changing stories of people who worked with the Know Your Magic audio workbook. Everyone who's done that and really, before they even get to chapter three, has tapped in to their genius. They have tapped into their purpose in so many different ways. It's something that worked for me. I still use it. I'm still working through my Know Your Magic audio workbook as well. So, yes, and part two of that is coming. I did an overview, so I'll be sending that out. People are purchasing that every day. I want to say thank you, because we know the biggest investment, the greatest investment, is the one that you make in yourself. So, you know, just keep doing your work, keep knowing your magic, and, you know, just powerful things happening. Keep coming back and letting us know. We love to hear that as well, too.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I really think, I just want to say this and get this off my chest, and I really do think that the Know Your Magic workbook for me, along with purchasing the Oracle deck and with me starting my genealogy research, I think it all ties in to me really, really, really coming in full focus with knowing my magic and
doing
what I really came here to the planet to do.
Yes.
Because I was led to one artist that's upcoming and on the level where my mind is at and where the type of people that I will be able to touch and deal with. And it really opened me up and shaken me up this week to where I know I am on the right track, on the right mission, and nobody can stop me.
He said, I heard that.
That's my big brother.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. And such a testimony of where my intentions was for it. And so everyone, I've heard your story and so many other stories as well, too, that's exactly what it's about. When you're doing the work, because in the Know Your Magic audio workbook, you're right. That's just you. That's you in the raw. That's you making your magic. When you're working through that and you really do it, you know you're tapping in for real. And so that's the real work. And so thank you. Yeah, let me know how it goes and definitely keep in touch. Love to hear what you're coming up with as we continue to share that. So peace and love to you, and thanks so much for calling in.
All right, many blessings to all.
All right. Hold the line. All right, you guys, that is amazing. And it couldn't have been better said, and just those testimonies from you guys. So I'm so excited about the deck. If you don't have the deck, you need to get the deck. This is one of those family heirlooms that you're going to pass down from yourself to your children, to others, to people you know. We're going to talk about all ways that we can begin to use this deck and just to really get into it. So much fun. And just to do that, it's beautiful. All right. So next, what I'm going to do is, since we're talking about the deck and tomorrow is that day, let's do some readings. I'm going to pull one card from you guys. I want to actually pull a card for the sister that was just online. I'm going to pull a card for her. And this is one of the things that I will share with you guys once we go through the tutorial about working with the energy in the deck and just kind of show you the way that spirit kind of led me to do this. So I'm going to pull a card for her and really just see exactly what is really going on, what's really going on with her, so she can begin to see this. And for those of you who have the deck, this is going to be really cool, because guess what? Now that I'm using the deck, you can actually pull this card out yourself and see. You can look at it too. You can take a look. So 619, you're live. I'm going to bring you back on the line. You're still there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So the card that came up for you is Riding the Cosmic Wave. And let me tell you why this is so perfect. Because this is about compensation, it's about bliss, and it's about commitment. And that's what you're doing right now. You're riding the cosmic wave. It's about the compensation of the work that you've been putting in and the things that you've been doing. This is a return on your investment. See how that worked? Of all the cards, the 44 cards that could have came up, you got compensation, which is a return on your investment right here. It is spirit's way of showing you that. You're in the state of bliss, and you're so committed. These are things that you said. But for those of you who have the Know Your Magic deck and you're looking at card number 27, you know that this is exactly what it says. This is exactly what it says. You're riding the cosmic wave. You're in that place of bliss. You know, you are committed to your purpose. You're committed to your divine purpose of what you're doing. And you're getting the compensation for the work that you put in. We always talk about energy goes where thought flows. And you've been putting some thoughts in some very powerful places. And whenever this card comes up, the one thing that Spirit is saying, it's reminding you that everything you need to make your dreams come true, that you have it. And know that messages from Spirit is going to continue to guide you towards your heart's desires. So there you go.
That is really profound.
Yes, it is.
I'm so ready past takeoff.
Well, there you go. You have definitely tapped into it. And so one of the things that you can do once you open your deck is to look at card number 27, because each one of these cards are a meditation. I will be telling you guys, we don't have enough time to get into it now, but once I do the tutorial, how to get into the meditation with each one of the images on the cards as well. Yes. So this is a beautiful time for you, sister. Ride the cosmic wave. You're doing it well. So there you go. I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Miss Blue. Thank you so much. I am glad to have you in my circle. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I am definitely glad to have you as well. So peace and love. Peace and love. Peace and love. All right. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, you guys, if you're on the phone line and you press 1, I promise I'll pull a card for you. If you want us to pull a card, don't forget Sunday night, Brother Panic is coming live. He'll be live in the remix for you guys. Live in the remix, we'll be doing Q&A. Keep tweeting, you guys. You can do that on Twitter as well. I'm going to go to the phone lines. It looks like calling in from area code. Yes, press 1. 770, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blues, I'm bored.
Hey, I'm bored. How are you?
I'm good. Everything good over you're, there?
Everything is amazing. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Did you enjoy yourself tonight?
Yes, I had a great time. I learned a lot, took a lot of notes.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Me too. Took a lot of notes as well too. So I'm going to pull a card for you on board, and let's see what comes up, okay?
Okay.
Ah, this is a card, and if you guys remember, those of you who listened to the other show, this was one of the cards that Esther and also Sandra said it was one that got their attention when they first got the deck. And this is card number 17 in the Know Your Magic deck. That is Stone People. Stone people. very powerful image whenever Stone People comes up, because really this image right here has a lot to do with detachment and has to do with fear, and also something you mentioned tonight, acquiring knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever this particular image comes up, the number one thing that Spirit says is listen closely, because lessons of wisdom are being shared. So begin to take a look at some of the things that are going on in your life, some of those things that you tried to make a shift in, or really tap into this energy in a different way. Know that this is the time for you to listen closely, because wisdom, lessons of wisdom, are being shared all around you. All around you. And all you have to do is really just open yourself up to it. Some of the things in your life, it's time for you to begin to think about detaching yourself from, detaching yourself, releasing some of those things, of those deep embedded fears that you have, releasing yourself from some of those fears that you have. And so it's time for you to require knowledge in these areas in order for you to move yourself to that next place that you want to go. Where
okay.
you want to go and those things that you want to manifest in your life. So you're on the right track, acquiring knowledge, listening closely, you know, really being able to pick up the wisdom that's being shared. Because one of the things about the Stone People and how they became the Stone People was because they wasn't able to listen. They didn't recognize the lessons of wisdom. We know that wisdom is acquired by going through certain things. But what happens is either, you know, this is something I used to tell my son. You don't ever want to be that guy or that person that has to learn something for themselves. You know how some people say, oh, well, I got to see it for myself. I got to go through that. You don't want to make that the only way that you got to learn a lesson.
Right.
Some lessons you can learn from a distance. Some lessons you can learn from other people's wisdom. And so this is what Spirit is saying. Don't become a stone person. Listen closely. Lessons of wisdom are all around you. You know, you can begin to detach yourself from those things that really isn't helping you move yourself in the direction. Detach from the fear. And just as you're doing, keep acquiring knowledge, because lessons of wisdom are being shared all around you. Yeah. Beautiful.
Wow, awesome. Thank you very much. I needed to hear that.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in on board. I've seen your jokey joke in the room.
No, I don't joke. No.
You don't joke on board?
Not really. That's Esther.
Oh, that's Esther. She blamed it on you, Esther. She's learning. She blamed it on you. She said, that's Esther.
And Icy Hot. Well,
and Icy Hot, yeah. All right. Well, peace and love to you, and thanks so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, peace and love. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 505. You're live in Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Sunshine Ra.
Who's on the line, please?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Who's on the line?
Sunshine Ra.
Okay. I just like the way you said that. Can you say it again?
Sunchild Ra.
Sunchild Ra. Sunchild Ra. I love that. All right, Sunchild Ra. I'm sorry.
This is New Mexico.
I know who it is. I just wanted to make sure you knew.
Oh, yeah, I figured you knew.
I love it. I love it. I love these names you guys come up with. It's so beautiful. All right, Sunchild Ra. Here we go. What came up for you in the Know Your Magic deck is actually the card Tahuti. Tahuti.
Oh.
And Tahuti is all about perception and also keys of life. And Tahuti is number 5 in the deck, and whenever the number 5 comes up, it is the energy of change. And I think that, you and I both can recognize that right now you've been going through some changes. We know nothing is constant. Everything is changing. If it is to grow, if it is to change, the fact that you would say, son, child, Ra, that's a change. That's a change for you, which is a beautiful thing. And whenever this card comes up, what Spirit is saying, it is, this energy of Tehuti really expresses the need for you to take the seat as the student. To take the seat as the student, because research is key. Research is key. And I know that you've been doing a lot of research, you know. So Spirit is saying, remember that the god Tehuti was really the god of thought. He was the god to break through perceptions. And so he's about perceptions. He's about breaking through these perceptions and really getting down to what we call the keys of life. And so what Spirit is saying, that at this particular time, it's time for you to take the seat of the student and remember that how you're going to get in is through your research. These are going to be your keys of life. These are the keys. Beautiful. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you for that, son, child, Ra.
Thank you,
I like
Ms.
that.
Blue.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in.
That one came up in the channel.
Okay, beautiful. There you go. Yeah. Confirmation for you. I love it. I love that when it happens. I do.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
So
beautiful. Love you.
Thank you for calling in. Love you too. Peace and love to you.
All right.
Yeah. Bye. That was beautiful. Son, child, Ra. Don't y'all love that name? I love the way he says it. Son, child, Ra. I can't say it like him, of course, but you know what I mean. Son, child, Ra. There you go. Beautiful name. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 229. You're live in the remix. 229, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, it's Icy Hot.
Icy Hot, why do you always call us like you're in the middle of Starbucks and McDonald's at the same time?
My nephew's got the TV all the way up.
Well, can you tell them to turn it down? I know they're the real geniuses over there. Or can you go somewhere that's quiet?
I'll escort myself on the premises.
Okay, there you go.
There's a better.
Okay, yes, that is better. Icy hot. Icy hot is in the house. Okay, icy hot. This is what came up for you. The card that came up for you is the card number, Listen to Your Heart.
Wow.
Yes, isn't that profound? And this is just where you are. Listen to Your Heart, and it's actually card number 9 in the deck. And this has a lot to do with completion. Do you have me on speakerphone by chance?
No, ma'am.
Do you have me on a Bluetooth by chance?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So can you take me off the Bluetooth because we're getting an echo? You know,
okay,
I'm blue, and when too much blue energy gets in there, it goes this is really a crazy thing. Can't have too much blue. It's not a good thing. Okay, so this is really about listening to your heart. This is where you're at right now. And so here's a couple of things that Spirit is telling you to do. Stop, look, and listen. Energy goes where thought flows. This is what Spirit is saying. This is all about your feelings, and it's about the flowing energy. So it's really a lot of this particular color here has to do with earth colors, like these earth tones you see, like this brownish color. You see the earth tones surrounded by the heart. And this is really Spirit telling you to get grounded so that you can really focus on where your energy is flowing from your heart. And it's okay for you to have feelings. I know you call yourself icy hot and you like to go from one extreme to the other, but really just sort of listen to your heart. And really the heartbeat kind of flows in that way. It goes in an icy kind of way, you know. The colors, when we see it from the medical profession and we're looking at the heart, is red and blue. And those represent the different ventricles, the four chambers of the heart. But remember, the heart flows, that energy flows. It's giving and receiving. It's the ebb and the flow. And so Spirit is saying, listen to your feelings, you know. See where your energy is flowing and then begin to act on it. Begin to act on those things. Stop what you're doing. Look. Looking through your third eye. Listen with your heart. And know that energy goes where thought flows. So begin to get into your feelings. And begin to move where that energy is flowing for you. Yeah. I see. What you say, icy?
That's some very nice information.
Beautiful. Ah, oh, love is in the air. That's what everyone's saying, icy.
I try to hold my breath from that.
Oh, okay. So, you want to do that. This is a great time for you to get into journaling. Take some time, take about 3 minutes, go to your Genius playlist, pull out some of those songs, and write for about 5 minutes of everything that's coming to mind, everything that you feel that's coming up, and just begin to write and reflect on that, because in order for you to know where to go, you have to know what you're thinking. And to know what you're thinking, because we have thousands upon thousands of thoughts going through our mind at every given second, then you need to really kind of really stop and listen. So listen to what you're thinking about. Begin to journal those thoughts and really just kind of look over it and see exactly what you're feeling. And then begin to flow with that energy from a very real and authentic place. Let the genius lead you into the feeling. Yeah.
No, that's crazy because I actually do like to write.
Okay, that's what's up. And that's not crazy. This is Miss Blue. You're on the remix, and this is the No Magic Deck. So it's not crazy, although we're crazy, but you know. So beautiful, Icy. That's what it's about. Listen to your heart. Listen to your heart. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing, you know?
Well, thank you very much, Miss Blue.
You're welcome.
On my face.
Well, you keep a smile on mine, too. I like your Twitter messages. You guys need to follow Icy.
Oh, yeah, follow. I need to get my followers up.
Y'all need to follow Icy. He has some great tweets. All right. Well, peace and love to you, Icy. Thanks for
peace
calling
and love
in.
To you, too. You're welcome.
All right, beautiful. All right, you guys, there we go. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you're on the phone line, so I know you have a question. I'm pulling cards from the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. There is a caller that's on the line calling from a private number. So, let's see, private number. Ooh, private number, let's see. Private number, you're on the line.
Can you hear me, Miss Blue?
I certainly can. Who's on the line,
Yay.
Please?
Yay! Jewel Diamond.
Hey, Jewel. How are you?
Beautiful. Beautiful. I loved the show. It was wonderful. I have had a really wonderful, magical week, and I feel like that my genius led me to read about the ancient gods and how they persuaded their children and not ruled them in a demanding way. So it's really been talking to me to kind of really work on that and get the balance of, you know, the between the world, so I'm not one way or the other, you know what I'm saying? So evil or just, you know, let them get away with anything.
Hi.
It really made me, it was beautiful. It really made me think about that. And it was really wonderful. So the show was, you know, as always, right on time.
So, well, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And I was hoping I could get a card.
Yes, I actually pulled the card for you.
Okay.
And the card that came up for you at this particular time, Joel, and I want you to begin to think about this. And this looks like the direction that you're really in. But I want to give you some things to think about. Am I on speakerphone by chance? Or do you have your speakerphone?
Well, kind of, sort of, but 1 second and I will. You're not really on speakerphone, but it's the Skype, and I have a bad headset, so I'm, but let me change that
Here.
I can change that real quick here.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, they said I'm coming through too strong. Yeah. Okay. Well, beautiful. Yeah, we can tone that down just a little bit. Thank you so much for that. Okay, so the card that came up for you is the card is number four. And in the Know Your Magic deck, this is actually the card, the number is number four, and it's about get a new story. And the number four, as you know, has a lot to do with foundation. This is where we build our foundations at. You know, four is a very grounding number. It's the number that really helps us build foundations. It's a four. It's also about processes as well, too. And so whenever this particular card comes up, it's about actions, it's about thought, and it's also about cause and effect. And so, you know, interesting, you said you've been doing some studyings about, you know, some of the gods and goddesses and sort of some of the things that they begin to do with their children and really sort of kind of help to nurture them along and really giving you a different way to begin to look at that. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So what Spirit is saying for you at this time, it really encourages you to understand the process of building a foundation, because in essence, that's what you're doing with your children. You're building a foundation or trying to get a sense of that foundation, correct? You still with me?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is about you getting a new story. So you're actually in the process of doing this at this particular time. Some things to take with you. Remember, like you said, really study those things and really begin to look at cause and effect. Because when it comes to really discipline our children or those that we're a gatekeeper over, it has a lot to do with cause. Excuse me, I'm in the chat room. Cause and also effect. It has a lot to do. Oh, my goodness. I see. Stop it. For real. Don't worry about it. Let me stay with my genius here. But it really has a lot to do with cause and effect. And so when it comes to your children, remember, it is about that balance. It's about thought and action. And so, yes, we can look at some of the glyphs where the gods and goddesses or angels or whatever we want to look at, template energies, were very, very lenient in how they dealt with their children. And then there are some very strong cases in the myth where they dealt with their children in very disciplined and structured ways. So this is really a time for you to begin to look at the cause and effect. And what you can actually do is take you a piece of paper. I did this years ago. It's called Thoughts and Things. And what you do with Thoughts and Things is take a piece of paper, fold it in half, long ways. So you're going to kind of just take the paper and just close it up in your hand, and you're going to make a line all the way down the middle. And on one side, you're going to put thoughts, and the other side, you're going to put things, thoughts and things. And I want you to look at that sort of like your cause and your effect. So you have thoughts and then things. So these are going to be all the thoughts that you have that involve those things of the children, whether it's discipline, it could be cooking dinner, it could be activities that you want to have. And then I want you to have an honest assessment, because it's never about the children, never. It's always about you. And so on the other side of the list, I want you to truly write, how do you feel about it? What do you actually feel about it, about that activity? So if it's cooking dinner, and honestly you say to yourself, I don't want to cook dinner, you see, then know that sometimes when we sit our children down, they are reflecting sort of those thoughts that we're having. they're acting those things out from our thoughts. And this is
right.
just going to be a real spiritual way for you to take a look and see what role are you playing in the way that the children are responding. I want you to begin to take a look at that, because this is about your thoughts and they're acting out the things that are going on within you. And so some of these, what you can do is just like the card that came up for you. On some of these, what Spirit is saying, you need to get a new story. Because truly,
right.
some of these things that you want them to do, you don't want to do. So how can you expect them to want to do it? How could you
right.
expect
right.
them to be that way? And it's just for you to take an honest look so that you can be conscious, fully conscious, and that your genius can show up for you where you need it to. And maybe you need to
right.
make some adjustments. And that's a fair thing to do as a parent, as a loving mother that you are, and really wanting the best for your children and to give them all the tips and tools so that they can be successful and have their genius show up.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Big amen.
Did that help?
Thank you so much. Did it help? Yes. Always.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And come back and let us know, because we'd love to hear what happened. Just do your thoughts and things, and then think about those things that you need to get a new story on and go from there.
Right. Right. Thank you so
All
much.
Right.
All right.
You're welcome. Peace and love. And thank you for calling in.
Peace.
All right, you guys, how many more minutes we have? Just a few more minutes to go. It's been so much fun in the remix. I have really enjoyed you guys tonight. I enjoyed my genius coming to play with you guys as a genius. So don't forget to download, download, download. You want to download this show and download all the other shows. Don't forget, hashtag genius and I. And let me know your thoughts on the show tonight. Let me know your thoughts. Keep tweeting. I want to know that. Keep tweeting, you guys. And let me know what you guys think about the show tonight. Leave me a message. Tweet me a message. Leave a message over on Facebook as well, too. If you like the show, like it. And if you love it, as always, love it. And leave a comment. I see there's another caller on the line. Let's see if we can get one more in. Calling in, it looks like, from the area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Blue. This is Tiff.
Hi. Who's calling? You said Tiff?
Yes, this is Tiff. I was on the Orange Team last week.
Oh, you was on the Orange Team. Yes. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to call and really thank you and thank everyone for the remix, especially because this is a time where I really need to tap into my genius. And I think the show is just right on time. It's so inspirational for me. And so I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're
thank
welcome.
You so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that, and thank you for... Oh, look at the Orange Team. Orange Team is trying to stand up in the chat room, too, Tiff. Orange Team is still holding on. And, of course, it's always somebody on that yellow team reminding you they lost.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I just wanted to really say thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I think we may have time. You want me to pull a card for you from the Know Your Magic deck?
I do. I would love that. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see here, Tiff. Let's see what comes up for you. Aha. What comes up for you, Tiff, is Sister Munya. Sister Munya, the amazing
okay.
sister that works with me in the readings. And Sister Munya is coming up, and she is actually card number 29 in the deck. And Sister Munya is all about birthright and focus. And birthright and focus, whenever Sister Munya comes up, she reminds you to sit quietly and focus on what part of your life that you need some assistance in. And then begin to call on your willpower and your independence to drive you forward with your goals. So Sister Munya is here to just remind you that your birthright is for you to be the best you that you can possibly be, and really just begin to focus on those things that really is driving you towards your highest good. Your highest good.
Mm-hmm.
yes.
Okay, and then if I were to ask you, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
This may seem off topic.
No, go ahead.
Okay, I was going to ask you, if I could ask anyone, you know, if you're doing, you do the Het Heru dance, is there a good place for me to check that out?
Yes. It is. Actually, you know what? I did a show with an amazing sister. And if you Google Het Heru, her name is, and I'm going to give you her name right now and her email address. I need to bring this sister on. Powerful sister. She's out in New York. And she came on, and she is the founder, and she works with the Het Heru Healing Das. Her name is Sister Ura T. Masi to let me just give you the email. Let me give you the email address. It is hetheruhealing@gmail.com. And let her know you heard about it on the remix. She knows. She's a beautiful sister. Beautiful sister. And she does that dance. And it's hetheruhealing@gmail.com. And actually, I did a show with her. You can go back and look in the archives. She is there. She talked about the dancing, the healing, and it's something me and my daughter does. And it's just so beautiful. It is magnificent when you're moving your body and doing these moves of Het Heru. She channeled these movements, and she has a DVD that you can order that is beautiful. You can actually go to, what is it called? The metternetter.com, and you can actually find the DVD there. I believe so. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. That's really cool. That's really cool.
Yes, you want to get that. I think every sister, brothers love it too. You need to get that. If you just Google Het Heru Healing Day,